Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Opened a can of worms when she decided to leap into the abortion debate. Now, Stacey Abrams has been failing in this gubernatorial race. She's down somewhere between 6 and 8 points, according to most polls, to Brian Kemp, the person she supposedly beat last time around. She didn't. She lost by 50,000 votes. And then the media decided to treat her as though she had actually won, and they made her the president of the universe in the Star Trek world and all the rest of this stuff. Democrats treated her as the legit governor of Georgia, despite no evidence that she was actually robbed of the gubernatorial mansion. Well, now she's out there running a terrible campaign. And the sad truth is that Stacey Abrams is actually not that great a politician. And they keep trying to make fetch happen. The Democrats, they have so many people that they've tried to make popular, who they just can't make popular. Whether you're talking about Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg or Stacey Abrams, there's just so many people out there that they try to promote as just world-beating candidates who, it turns out, fall flat, Beto O'Rourke. There are tons of them. Well, Stacey Abrams is sort of 1A. She's exhibit 1A in this pattern. So during this gubernatorial campaign in Georgia, she has taken a photo of herself completely unmasked while all the kids behind her are masked, and then had to apologize and explain that. And then, again, over the past 48 hours, she said that basically ultrasound machines are a hoax, that ultrasound machines make up fetal heartbeats at 6 weeks. So here she was explaining that the fetal heartbeat is actually not real, and therefore you don't have to worry about abortion. Now, in a second, we'll get to the science of what she's saying because it's just not true. But let's assume for a second that what she actually means is that a fetal heartbeat is when the valves open and close on the heart in a fetus. That starts happening around 10 weeks. Is she in favor of banning abortion beyond 10 weeks? I notice not. So basically, as with most pro-choice rhetoric, it's all an excuse for, I feel like killing babies up until the point of birth. But here she was just misconstruing the science and adding on this very bizarre conspiratorial twist wherein ultrasound manufacturers are trying to deceive women into having their babies by showing them fetal heartbeat before a fetal heartbeat is actually present.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Okay, this is crazy talk. It's a manufactured sound, according to Stacey Abrams. And not just is it manufactured, it's all a conspiracy in order so that men can promote pro-life positions. So it's invented by pro-life men in order to fake the sound of the heartbeat. Okay, this is much more conspiratorial than anything Donald Trump has ever said about the 2020 election. Okay, this is really a wild, I mean, it's like up there with microchips are in the vax conspiracy level stuff right here. Okay, now, it happens to also be biologically incorrect. Put aside the conspiratorial side of it, just the biology of what she's saying is not true. Dr. Tara Sandler Lee, PhD, who studied heart development at Harvard Medical School and serves as director of life sciences at Charlotte Lozier Institute, responded, "One wonders if Miss Abrams was absent the day her health class covered human development. Even now, all it takes is one quick search of the public database of scientific and embryology research to confirm the heart is the first functioning organ in a developing human being, with the first heartbeat just 22 days after fertilization. A baby's heart is actively beating at 6 weeks gestation and will have already beat nearly 16 million times by week 15. In fact, at 6 weeks, when Stacey Abrams says a heartbeat does not exist, the baby's heart is actually beating at about 110 beats per minute. Most American parents have seen their baby's beating heart during prenatal ultrasound and discussed it with their obstetrician. The mainstream media can perform Olympic-level semantic gymnastics all they want. Most Americans instinctively understand a developing human organ which beats rhythmically and pumps blood throughout the body is, in fact, a heart." So what the media have attempted to do, as we'll talk about in just a minute, is pretend that what Stacey Abrams is talking about is whether a valve in the heart, whether the valves in the heart open and close, because those develop slightly later. But the early fetal form of the heart has already developed by the time she is talking. And it's a very stupid point. I mean, if you're going to pretend that what actually a heartbeat is not a prenatal heart that is not fully developed beating, then you would also have to suggest, as they presumably do, that unless a brain is fully formed, which, by the way, happens when you're about 26 years old, that's when your brain really stops growing and changing. Up until that point, anything before that is just, you know, kind of pre-fulfilled brain function. It's too basic. It's not really full brain function. So I guess we can kill you when you're like 18 years old, 17, 15. I mean, after all, you don't have full brain function. Your brain's still developing. This is not how this works. Peer-reviewed science on babies at 6 weeks gestation shows the heart is actively beating at 6 weeks. Between fertilization and birth, the baby's heart will beat approximately 54 million times. The baby's average heart rate is 110 BPM. This will rise to 159 BPM by 8 weeks gestation. The presence of a heartbeat at 68 weeks gestation correlates with a live birth rate of 98% in normal pregnancies without any sort of intervention. And there are a wide variety of sources that have talked about all of this. Now, the media have rushed to try to clean up for Stacey Abrams by pretending that actually there is no fetal heartbeat. So Twitter, which again is the most biased news source in America, Twitter will find a trend, and then underneath the trend, to explain the trend, they will basically just put something written by Media Matters. Here's what they wrote about what Stacey Abrams said. Quote, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks of pregnancy. And doctors agree one doesn't exist during this early stage of pregnancy, reports from NBC News and NPR confirm. Abrams appeared on a panel at an event on Georgia on Tuesday and discussed various state bans on abortion at 6 weeks. She said, quote, there's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. Doctors and scientists speaking with NBC News and NPR confirmed that while a fetus has cardiac activity at 6 weeks, a functional heart does not exist yet at this stage. Well, I mean, if it has cardiac activity that's pulsing, that's what we normally call a cardiac heart beat. Heart beat. You guys are working real hard to spin this one. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Glenn Kessler over at the Washington Post also trying to clean this one up for Stacey Abrams, and he steps into a real pile of scientific horse manure. Quote, for what it's worth, fetal heartbeat is a misnomer. The ultrasound picks up electrical activity generated by an embryo. The so-called heartbeat sound you hear is created by the ultrasound. Not until 10 weeks can the opening and closing of cardiac valves be detected by a Doppler machine. Well, actually, no, that is not what an ultrasound does. Ultrasounds don't even detect electrical activity, as the name ultrasound would actually suggest. Ultrasound is more like sonar. You're listening to sounds. You're not detecting electrical activity. Ultrasound machines are not capable of doing this. There is a scientist, a radiologist named Pradeep Shankar, and he pointed out ultrasound only detects density and motion. It cannot detect electrical activity at all. This is a scientific fact. It's from a radiologist. It is true that the valves in the heart develop later, but cardiac muscles that are located in the embryological heart are contracting. They are, in fact, moving inward and outward. That is how you define a beat. He says the cardiac tissue is contracting, which is literally what a beat is. To say otherwise is scientific misinformation and cannot be treated otherwise. So, again, this bizarre notion that you can just spin this away. There's no such thing as a heartbeat. Literally, the National Institutes of Health, quote, baby's heart continues to grow and now beats at a regular rhythm, weeks 6 to 7. How bad was this, all the cleanup? It was so bad that Planned Parenthood had to walk this one back. Okay, Planned Parenthood, on their own website, said just months ago, quote, a very basic beating heart and circulatory system developed during the 5th to 6th week of pregnancy. This is abortion mill Planned Parenthood. But Planned Parenthood later amended its website to more closely reflect the pro-abortion messaging against heartbeat laws. Because, again, people tend to think that if there's a beating heart there, then pretty obviously this is a human being that is not you. It's not just a polyp inside your uterus. Now the site says a part of the embryo starts to show cardiac activity, which is a very roundabout way of saying that there is a fetal heartbeat. NBC News, in May, reported that experts say the term fetal heartbeat is misleading and medically inaccurate. But the article from NBC News months ago goes on to quote a doctor who says the heart does begin to develop at around 6 weeks, but says at this point, the heart, as we know it, does not yet exist. Again, if the argument is that full development of the heart, as in adults, is necessary in order to count it as a fetal heartbeat. And presumably the same thing would have to be said about brain development. And we know very clearly that early brain development in children is a lot more rudimentary than it will be as an adult. Are you allowed to kill kids 2 years out of the womb unless you're Peter Singer from Princeton University? He actually says yes. He says, because these are not fully developed human beings. You can actually kill kids post-birth. If Democrats want to play this game, they're going to win some stupid prizes. But this is in the nature of what Democrats have to do. When reality runs in the face of their actual philosophical positions, reality must be ignored or called disinformation. So Kamala Harris yesterday, the vice president of the United States, she was out there again attacking crisis pregnancy centers. In other words, places that help women with their pregnancy, but encourage them not to kill the baby. Which, last I checked, is actually a good thing. Like, you're having a problem with your pregnancy, you don't have enough information, you need support, and these crisis pregnancy centers come and provide it for you. You go to them and they provide you the kind of support that you need health-wise, and tell you not to kill your baby. She would prefer that you go to the place where they tell you to kill your baby, and none of it's really a big deal. That's not a fetal heartbeat, that's just some weird cardiac activity stuff happening over there. It's not a fetal heartbeat. So here is Kamala Harris calling crisis pregnancy centers disinformation. Again, this is the same party that will suggest to you that basically a fetus is a cluster of cells up until a woman randomly chooses that it's not a cluster of cells, at which point it becomes the most beloved object in her life.
I met with many of you in my office at the White House, and we discussed the innovative strategies that you have used to defend women's reproductive freedom. You are taking on rightly the crisis pregnancy centers, launching public education campaigns, because I don't think I have it here, but I'll show you all a map of the United States right now in terms of the patchwork of different laws in different states on this issue and the confusion it is creating, and the need then for some of the most trusted elected officials to clarify the state of the law. And in the midst of the vast amount of confusion, the need of you as the truth tellers to sort out fiction from fact and combat misinformation and disinformation, which we all know often creates a situation that is ripe for predatory practices.
For predatory practices, wow. By the way, notice how they can now conflate misinformation and disinformation. Remember that time in 2016 when they said Russian disinformation changed the election? And then they shifted the language. Now they call it misinformation. And now they just say the two simultaneously, misinformation and disinformation. Typically, disinformation means there's some sort of foreign source promoting propaganda that is false. Now she's basically saying that there's purposeful misinformation and disinformation, they are the same thing. Essentially, you're a traitor if you believe a pro-life point of view, seems to be the implication here. Or you're a liar. And it's just a good thing that you have people like Kamala Harris out there nodding at you with a weird hand motion and her slightly nasal voice telling you what the truth is about fetal development. Man, they are truly bad at this. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Nancy Pelosi. She is just, man, she's a wonderful example of womanhood for America. And she says that she's under assault. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet. 3 eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich. Crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time. Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Benjamin, listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Democrats are so in love with abortion that apparently if you oppose abortion, you also want women not to vote or something. At least that's what Nancy Pelosi says. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, Tifa Klacken, she was out there explaining that if you actually believe in the pro-life position, this means this is like repealing the 19th Amendment, you know, the one that says that women can vote. It's like that. If you say that women should not kill babies in their womb, that in fact, the height of human existence is bearing children, which it is. If you say that, then this means that you hate women and you want to repeal the right to vote, says this very, very good Catholic woman who's so Catholic. Here she goes.
And didn't he also be part of a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment for women to have the right to vote? What do I think of that? I think I hear something like that every day around here. When people say that women shouldn't be able to make their choices about contraception or their own reproductive health, that's a sign of disrespect for women.
Just like removing the right to vote. Now, I noticed that the 19th Amendment was actually passed in the year 1919. And I noticed that Roe versus Wade happened in 1973. So for during that entire intervening period, apparently the same thing, aborting babies and letting women vote, the same thing, according to Nan. I mean, she should remember this better since she was there in 1919. She was 40 then, and she was wearing dentures at that point. Those wooden teeth are still in there. In any case, there is a great irony to the fact that it really is a striking irony to how the left likes to treat the unborn. The way that the left treats the unborn is they are completely disposable up until the point a woman decides that they are very valuable, at which point this is the most valuable thing in a woman's life. That switch just flips, and suddenly, magically, we're also, again, this is all about the idea that you define reality within yourself. Reality is not an objective metric out there. It's not something for you to discover. It's not something for everyone to be able to agree on. Reality is just defined through the prism of you. So if you look at that baby and you say to yourself, that's not a baby, we're all supposed to go, you know what? She says it's not a baby. It must not be a baby. And then the minute you say, it's a baby and I love it, oh my God, that's amazing. Congratulations. You see this in every headline from the celebrity-driven media, right? When Kim Kardashian is pregnant with a baby, and she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm in love. I'm already in love. Like, oh, that's amazing. And she's like, I would like to abort. Like, that is just a woman's right to choose. That is an incredible thing. The media have this split all the time, right? The same NBC News that is running segments explaining that there is no fetal heartbeat at 6 to 7 weeks are also running segments on the Today Show admitting that the preborn can react to things like flavor. And they react to the flavor of food, which we've known, by the way, since like 2013. This is not new news for anyone who actually watches the science of embryology at all. I mean, we've known about how sophisticated fetal development is for decades at this point. The left just likes to ignore it because, again, if we ignore the reality out here, then we can pretend that you get to define reality from in here, from in your heart, which is fully developed because you're an adult. Here we go, NBC News admitting that the preborn exists here.
Look at this. So researchers in Britain wanted to know if babies in the womb react when the mom ingests the flavor of food. And this is what they saw. Do you want to guess what was on the left? So the left is a baby in its resting state. Okay. And then on the right, you see how he smiles 20 minutes? The mom ate some carrots.
Aww. On the left with the...
There was just a resting state.
That was the resting, so but right, he liked the carrots.
She had like a carrot pill.
So were there other foods?
Yes, there were other foods. I'm glad you asked. You want to look at this baby's reaction before? Mom had kale.
Wow.
So here's the thing.
What about if mom had ice cream?
I don't know.
Why would they go with...
Let me explain.
Vegetables.
So the study's co-author says the images could just show muscle movements when a baby's reacting to maybe a flavor that's bitter. So you shouldn't interpret it whether, you know, it's happy or distaste.
No, I think that's how I do it. Yeah. Because once they get out of the womb, it's that same look. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. Wow. You've discovered the pro-life position, guys. Congratulations. Now, they'll be walking this back as soon as possible, right? Because the baby in the womb, they don't actually give the age of that baby in the womb. That looks like that baby in the womb is maybe 8 months, 7, 8 months. Okay, but they all believe, I guarantee you, that entire panel believes that if a woman decides that's not a baby and wants to abort it, boom, you can do it. Because woman's right to choose. You cannot hold those two thoughts simultaneously. You cannot. And so you have seen this from the media. What they like to do is fact check things that don't exist. So, for example, the Washington Post did a fact check on the quote-unquote right-wing talking point that Democrats are fine with abortion until point of birth, which they are in their platform. The way they fact checked this was by saying, Republicans imply that this happens all the time, a 9-month abortion. No, that's not what we said. We said that ideologically speaking, you guys seem to be fine, and you have said that you are fine with abortion up until point of birth, no restrictions whatsoever. And so they don't want to fact check that because it's true. So instead, they fact check an implication that nobody actually said. By the way, they would never do the opposite, right? When the left says, well, you know, you Republicans, you say that in cases of rape, that a woman should bear the child. You say that. That happens to be true, right? I mean, the pro-life position is that the evil of rape does not justify the evil of abortion. Two evils don't make the original evil go away. Okay, but you never see the left fact check that statement by saying, you seem to be implying that pregnancy from rape is a wildly common occurrence. And statistically speaking, as a matter of fact, it actually is not all that common. They never do that, right? It only works one way. And the media spins so hard on behalf of the left that they end up defending things that are actually not even remotely science. And then they ask us to believe that these are the scientific experts, that these are the people that we ought to listen to. This holds true across the board. It was true when it came to COVID, when we were supposed to listen to the experts, despite the fact you could read the studies yourself, when the experts would say things like, a cloth mask is going to prevent Omicron, which there was absolutely no evidence for. You were supposed to believe that. You were supposed to believe it when the experts would go out there and say, yeah, your child may die from COVID, even though the stats were showing that children were more likely to die of pneumonia than COVID. You're supposed to believe it when they say that boys can be girls and girls can be... Hey, the experts say that if you chop off a pubescent boy's penis and you form a fake vagina, he will be happy the rest of his life if he believes he's a girl. You're supposed to believe that, despite lack of all evidence, because they're the experts. And so when they just tell you things, you wonder why you've blown out the credibility of science. This would be the reason. Alrighty, coming up, if the basis of so much left-wing ideology these days is rooted in the idea that reality is defined internally, not externally. Perhaps the best example of this ever is transgender ideology. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
How was school, son?
Okay.
Just It's okay.
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992. By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Amen.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left is apparently now rooted in the philosophy that all reality is merely a reflection of your internal feelings. Never has this been more true than in the transgender area. You may have noticed that there's been a lot of talk recently about the transing of the children in places like Vanderbilt University Medical Center. It's something that my friend Matt Walsh has talked extensively about. There's lots of evidence showing that they are giving puberty blockers to minors, that they are performing surgeries, gender reassignment surgeries on minors, and all the rest of this kind of stuff. And then, if you question this, then you will see people say, well, you know, WPATH, they are the ones who set the standard. WPATH knows. This is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Well, as you may have noticed, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health is a left-wing activist group. They promote the most extreme versions of non-science on a routine basis. WPATH is not a scientific group. It's an ideological group masquerading as a scientific group, which is why, for example, as Wesley Yang reveals, during their 28th annual symposium, which was held between September 17th and 20th in Montreal, they had a presentation by Thomas Johnson, a professor emeritus of anthropology at California State University, discussing a chapter in the new standards of care for WPATH. It designates those who identify as eunuchs, suffering from male-to-eunuch gender dysphoria, as subjects with a need for gender-affirming care, as part of a gender-diverse umbrella. Johnson did a full presentation for WPATH. He's an anthropologist, about why eunuch is a new sexual identity, and there are people out there who just need their balls removed. That's what really needs to happen here. Johnson also happens to be the author of an op-ed published in the Washington Post in 2014, encouraging ISIS to actually promote eunuchism. I'm not kidding. He wrote an article in the Washington Post titled, "Islamic State Lacks Key Ingredients to Make a Caliphate Work." Eunuchs. That's a weird take. He said in that particular piece, quote, "All previous caliphates relied on a special class of bureaucrats to provide stability and statesmanship. Those were eunuchs who were unable to impregnate the women sequestered in the palace. Eunuchs were without family and dependent upon the caliph for support. For four millennia and through many different Asian empires and caliphates, eunuchs proved themselves to be efficient governors. Their presence was, again, a sign of power and authority of the rulers." He says, "While it's been less than a century since the fall of the Ottoman Empire, it's clear that a key concept for continuity with the great caliphates of the past has been lost." So amazing stuff there from Thomas Johnson. He did an entire presentation for WPATH about the standards of care for eunuchs. Not kidding. He talks about eunuch is the oldest recognized gender outside the binary. Castration was an important discovery for domestication. The first documented production of castrated slaves was about 2100 BCE. They soon found roles in government. I'm sure that many of these people were just like, they hit 15. They were like, "Man, these balls are useless to me. I'd love it if you could remove them so I could become a bureaucrat and keep watch over the caliph's harem." Voluntary eunuchs, according to Professor Johnson, were part of the Assyrian bureaucracy. Even members of the royal family were castrated. It was a route into bureaucracy or religious hierarchy. Even military and district administrators. It was frequent in early Christianity, including several patriarchs. How magical. And this is what WPATH is saying. WPATH had a full presentation. Again, this is the standard of care for transgender health, according to our media, our elite media. This professor did a presentation saying, quote, again, this is over at Wesley Yang Substack. You can read the whole thing, quote, "Who seeks voluntary castration? Biological men with extreme gender dysphoria. They desire to be not male, but do not wish to be female either. Others have an oppressive feeling their genitals are not a proper part of their body. They fit a body integrity dysphoria diagnosis. Or it could be an extreme fetish or paraphilic disorder. There are a wide variety, but most common is religion-based." So, obviously, this is the next step. We need to, if a child identifies as a eunuch, probably we need to start deballing the children. That is definitely the thing that we need to be doing. In the name of science, of course. You may have noticed that the science and the activism here seem to be crossing streams. That science is now dictated by an extreme atomistic individualism that denies the presence of outward reality. And if you notice, then they call you a bigot. This, by the way, is happening in schools. Did you notice how fast the movement for gay marriage went from, "We just want to be left alone in the privacy of our own homes," to, "We need to teach your children that all forms of sex are equally moral, and also that they can be members of the opposite sex"? That morphed super fast, did it not? And there's a lot of talk about, well, the slippery slope argument, that's nonsense. Yeah, the best graphic on the internet these days is a graphic that shows the slippery slope, right? It looks like a slope that dives off, nosedives off a cliff. And it says, "The slippery slope argument is false." And there's an arrow that points to the bottom of the slippery slope and says, "You are here." Yeah, that's where we are. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, you need a better night's sleep. We all need a better night's sleep. And this means we need a mattress made just for us. I have one. It's called Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. So how are you going to know which Helix mattress works best for you? Well, they have this quick quiz. This Helix Sleep quiz takes 2 minutes, and it'll give you precisely the mattress you need. Your personalized mattress is then shipped directly to your door free of charge, and Helix knows there's no better way to test out that mattress than by actually sleeping on it, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial. Try out your new Helix mattress and see how your body adjusts. If you decide it's not the best fit, you are welcome to return it for a full refund. Everybody is unique. Everybody sleeps differently. So why would you get a mattress made for somebody else? Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. Again, helixsleep.com/Ben. Get up to $350 off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows when you order today. So Chris Rufo has a report over at his Substack talking about a teachers union nationwide titled the LGBTQ+ Caucus. They have now created a website and badge for public school employees that promote non-binary identities, a how-to guide for queer sex, and the idea that transgender men can get pregnant. According to local reports, the National Education Association and its local affiliate in Hilliard, Ohio, have been providing staff in the Hilliard City School District with the QR code-enabled badges, which point to the NEA LGBTQ+ Caucus website, as part of the National Education Association, which, along with the AFT, those are the two big teachers' unions in America. And they include resources from gender activist organizations, including Scarletine, Sex, Etc., Gender Spectrum, the Trevor Project, and Teen Health Source. One of those linked resources, Teen Health Source's Queering Sexual Education, which promises to empower youth, includes a how-to guide for really important things for the youth. Right? We have to teach the youth. After all, this is science, guys. And science is about sexual identity, because that's really the most important part of you. And the realities of life and sexual development and morality, and these things do not exist. The only thing that matters is how you, and we are going to teach you that sexual fluidity and that sexual profligateness, these are the true pathways to happiness. This is what the science says. It's not ideological, guys. It's what the science says. So what exactly is the how-to guide? Well, it teaches students how to perform anal sex bondage, rimming domination, sadomasochism, muffing, and fisting. The materials are extremely graphic, explaining how to, for example, put a fist or whole hand into a person's vagina or bum. The NEA is the largest teachers union in the country, representing more than 3 million public school teachers in all 14,000 local school districts, and has been captured by radical gender theory, says Chris Rufo, and its perverse ideology. That, of course, is exactly right. All of this, again, is about taking over cultural institutions and seizing them on behalf of an ideology that tears down traditional institutions and roles. That is what this is. And, you know, the best evidence of this is what's currently happening in the military. So yesterday, John Kirby, who is the spokesperson for the Defense Department, John Kirby was asked on Dan Abrams Live about the quote-unquote woking of the military, the fact that there's now equity training being done in the military, the fact that we're now supposed to pretend that men can be women, women can be men in the military, and public is supposed to fund those surgeries and all this. And John Kirby's like, there's no wokeness in the military. None of this is woke. This is just normal.
It's a bogus claim. There's no wokeness in the military. The military is by, and it should be, a diverse organization. We're supposed to represent and defend all Americans. And our diversity, and I've seen this myself firsthand, aboard ships at sea, the diversity of the United States military makes us stronger, it makes us smarter, helps us make better decisions. There's no wokeness. They're driving a stake through a straw man.
So there's no wokeness in the military. Also, the thing that makes the military the strongest is not military readiness, efficiency, objective metrics. What makes it stronger is diversity. But there's no wokeness in the military, says John Kirby, before providing a pretty good definition of wokeness in the military. By the way, according to DailyWire.com, Biden's military is now telling people in the Air Force to stop using words like mom and dad, because after all, we wouldn't want to offend anyone. There's no wokeness in the military, though, guys. No wokeness in the military. These traditional roles, the traditional notion that mom and dad are a good thing and that a child should have a mom and... When did it become controversial to suggest that a child deserves a mother and a father? If you deprived a child of a mother or a father, this would make you a child abuser. But in our society, we have decided that mother and father are no longer words that can be said, because there are too many kids who have been brought into families who don't have a mother or father. And after all, we can't pretend that there's a superiority of having a mother and a father over having two dads, two moms, three moms and a chicken. None of that matters. It's all equally. It's the same. It's the same. Exactly the same. According to Daily Wire, in yet another indication of how wokeness has permeated the American military under the Biden administration, Air Force cadets have been instructed not to use gender-specific terms like mom or dad. They've been told to replace such terms with words like parent or caregiver. That instructor was featured at the Air Force Academy in Colorado as part of the diversity and inclusion training. Yes, there's no wokeness in the military except for the DEI training over in the military. The New York Post reports that cadets were told, our leaders have determined diversity and inclusion is a war-fighting imperative. Is it, though? Truly. Is a war-fighting imperative pretending that moms and dads don't exist and that everybody's a parent or caregiver? Again, I make a joke every single Father's and Mother's Day that it's either primary caregiver of unspecified gender or secondary legal guardian of unspecified gender. Every single mother's or father's, people are like, why do you keep making that joke? I keep making the joke because you guys don't get to pretend that you care about Mother's Day or Father's Day when you don't actually believe that we can celebrate mothers or fathers, qua mothers or fathers. It's amazing. Representative Mike Waltz, Green Beret, told Fox Digital, it's been a tradition in the military to get letters from mom or dad or your boyfriend or girlfriend for as long as there's been a military. Now we're instructing every cadet entering the Air Force not to say mom and dad, not to say boyfriend or girlfriend. Again, the idea that this somehow makes military readiness better is an absurdity. It's an absurdity. Because guess who tends to fight wars? The people who tend to fight wars are typically very patriotic, very male people. I mean, I'm sorry to break it to you, but this has been the truth about military warfare for literally all of human history. And the institution of traditional masculinity has been core to that idea. But we're a society that doesn't believe in traditional masculinity. Traditional masculinity is an opponent because traditional masculinity requires roles. It says that men are supposed to protect, men are supposed to defend, men are supposed to be strong, men are supposed to be fathers and husbands. These are apparently very bad things now. You're not supposed to say these things because these things are restrictive. And as we all know, true human happiness is to be found without any restrictions. Roles must be exploded. All cultural icons must be taken over. All traditional masculinity must be discarded in favor of a kind of unicized masculinity that denies the reality of duty, denies the reality of manhood itself. That is the goal, right? It's why there's so much emasculation in popular culture these days. It is why our popular culture basically says that men who pursue women are the baddies in movies now. But all sorts of sexual profligateness of every other sort is the ultimate good. It's a pretty amazing thing. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the economy seems to be in the doldrums as central banks everywhere ramp up those interest rates. Thanks, Joe Biden. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Albee. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So banks everywhere are ramping up those interest rates and the economy seems to be sinking. According to the New York Times, a day after the Federal Reserve lifted interest rates sharply and signaled more to come, central banks across Asia and Europe followed suit on Thursday, waging their own campaigns to crush an outbreak of inflation that is bedeviling consumers and worrying policymakers around the globe. Central bankers typically move slowly. That's because their policy tools are blunt and work with a lag. Well, I'm glad that we finally realized that the central bank should not be the first stage of policy. It should be the last stage of policy. But that only came after, you know, legislatures throughout the Western world decided to abdicate their responsibilities to central banks. The interest rate increases taking place from Washington to Jakarta will need months to filter out across the global economy and take full effect. Jerome Powell once likened policymaking to walking through a furnished room with the lights off. It goes slowly to avoid a painful outcome. But officials, learning from a history that has illustrated the perils of taking too long to stamp out price increases, have decided they no longer have the luxury of patience. So they are now radically and aggressively increasing those interest rates. The margin of error now is very thin, said Robin Brooks, chief economist at the Institute of International Finance. A lot of this comes down to judgment and how much emphasis to put on the 1970s scenario. In the 70s, Fed policymakers did lift interest rates in a bid to control inflation, but they backed off when the economy began to slow. And this led to serious stagflation, significant levels of unemployment, significant levels of inflation. The misery index was put together during this time to measure exactly that, the unemployment plus the inflation rate. You could see something similar if the Fed moves too slowly, which is why they're now moving more aggressively. Well, Democrats in the United States who have helped bring all of this about, they are just pretending that none of this is happening. So, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre, the wildly untalented press secretary for the president of the United States, she was on The View to the applause of her sycophants. And she refused to acknowledge, for example, that the Inflation Reduction Act has nothing to do with reducing inflation, which it clearly does not. I mean, it has nothing to do with reducing inflation.
While we are talking about lowering prices, we have Republicans out there who didn't vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
No.
They didn't vote on it.
They're bragging about it a lot right now.
They're bragging about it in
their
state.
Because they just want to make it look
district.
Bad. They don't want to let them, you know, have a success.
I mean, I think they are not bringing forth solutions.
But do you think
they're
the name of it is
solutions.
A little misleading? Because the only thing is the Congressional Budget Office says it would have a negligible effect on inflation. Although it did lower prices, and I agree those are all good things, does it really affect?
It does. I will point you to 126 economists who have said this is going to be a change maker. It's going to have effect on inflation. It's going to lower costs for Americans.
Man, just talk your way through it, man. Just keep babbling your way through it. And I love how the people on The View are just treating her with kid gloves. You know, it's not going to lower inflation, but you know, there's some people who are just mean to you. They're just so mean. It's just so nasty. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre also said that Joe Biden understands how much inflation is crushing families. No, he does not. He clearly does not. He went on 60 Minutes like a week ago and basically suggested that it was no big deal that inflation was up in the food markets like 13% year over year. But here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to walk back the Joe Biden as sympathetic, empathetic leader. Here's the thing about Joe Biden. When he came into office, his entire shtick was he's friendly grandpa. Right? He's mildly senile, but friendly. He at least he likes you, right? I mean, yeah, he's sniffing your hair, but he does give you nice toys, and he's kind of like a decent old gent, even if he wanders into walls sometimes. That was kind of the pitch for Joe Biden. And then Afghanistan happened, when it became absolutely clear he did not care how many Afghans were going to be shoved into black bags and into the basement if they were female, or simply murdered if they had once worked with the United States. And everybody went, oh, this guy's kind of a jackass. And they've never been able to quite get out of that. This is why Joe Biden's approval rating has plummeted, because the actual image of him among the American public changed radically during the Afghanistan debacle. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to pretend that Joe Biden is some sort of sympathetic, empathetic figure. He is not.
Going into the midterms, how can the president assure Americans he feels their pain and has a plan to help?
So the president understands that when it comes to the economy, he understands how much that's crushing families. He gets it that people are sitting around their kitchen table and trying to figure out how are they going to pay for their groceries. And so that's why he's made that his number one economic priority.
He's made it his number one economic priority. And the way he's going to fight this is by taking a giant sack of money and just pouring it all over the place. He's going to basically create one of those game show thingamajiggers where it's essentially like a hurricane machine, but he's going to pour cash in it. And you're going to go in there. You're going to dance around, try to grab as much of that cash as you can. And that's going to be how he fights inflation. It's going to be amazing. Meanwhile, Ronald Klain is trying to talk his way through it. He was meeting with the jokers over at the Atlantic, which has completely blown out its own credibility. And he says, you know, when we took over, people were lined up for food. They were at like food lines. Yes, because of COVID. Because of COVID. And the end of COVID had nothing to do with you. Literally nothing. You maintained the COVID stance until today. Here's Ron Klain.
We had to address the problems that we found.
Right.
And the biggest problems that we found were a country with a pandemic that was killing, thousands of people a day, hundreds of thousands of cases a day when we arrived. And so we had to ramp up the response to that. And then the economic consequences of that. It's easy to forget that when Joe Biden came to office, we'd turn on the TV at night, people were in line in football stadiums waiting for a box of food. The unemployment rate was nearly 10%. We had 20 million people out of work, and businesses closed and schools closed. So we needed an economic response that addressed that.
Oh, did you? Did you? It seems like your economic response has made things a hell of a lot worse in terms of inflation. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen, who admits that she completely blew inflation, right? She's at the same conference with the Atlantic. These are the people that the Biden administration talks to. They would never answer a critical question in any serious way. So they decided that they would hang out with Ronald Brownstein over at the Atlantic and answer questions about inflation. So Janet Yellen, who may or may not be a cast member of Amazon's Lord of the Rings of Power as a Harfoot. Maybe not. Anyway, Janet Yellen, she says inflation is going to go down in 2023. You should trust her because she's been so good at this in the past. And if it doesn't, it's somebody else's fault, probably.
Do you see a possibility that inflation will be essentially under control by the end of next year before we are full on into the presidential race? Or is this something we're still going to be dealing with in a serious way into 2024?
Well, I believe it's going to come down certainly next year, although let's be clear, there are risks. Russian invasion of Ukraine hasn't come to an end. We're seeing Putin weaponize oil and gas in fighting this war. So we remain vulnerable to supply shocks.
Oh, so it'll heal, but if it doesn't, it's somebody else's fault. How can we? Here's the real truth of it. The truth is that Democrats, in the end, they love these policies, and so they don't care if the reality is inflation and stagnation. I mean, they're saving the planet. Nancy Pelosi says it herself. The Speaker of the House said yesterday, guys, we're saving the planet. When you're saving the planet, it doesn't matter if there's a little inflation or high unemployment or misery. None of that matters. She's saving the planet. This geriatric dotard is saving the planet. I mean, when I think of people who save the planet, I think like Superman, the prophets, Nancy Pelosi.
We extended subsidies for 3 more years for lower costs for the Affordable Care Act. And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion. To save the planet and generating jobs and cleaner air and cleaner water and jobs and security for our country.
She saved the planet, guys. She saved the planet. I guess you can tell yourself you saved the planet when you define saving the planet internally. And again, reality matters absolutely nothing to you. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy detailing his commitment to America agenda, including policies to combat inflation, illegal immigration, and only allowing women to take part in women's sports. McCarthy talked about the impact of inflation at a press event in Pennsylvania.
You know, I ask everybody across this country, could you afford to give up 1 month of your wages? 1 month of your wages. The sad part is these Democratic policies has already taken 1 month of your wages. So now the struggle that you have is you're living through 12 months with only 11 months pay now because inflation is so high.
McCarthy teased the agenda for months as a pledge that can help the GOP take back the House majority and a blueprint for governing in 2023. The agenda includes a slate of general policy recommendations in four broad categories: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. Speaking at a Democratic National Committee event, the president said he would codify the right to an abortion into law if two more Democratic senators are elected in the upcoming midterms. Stocks fell sharply worldwide today on worries an already slowing global economy could fall into recession as central banks raise the pressure with additional rate hikes. The U.S. and other G7 nations condemning Russia.
A Kremlin-orchestrated referendum is underway in occupied regions of Ukraine that seeks to make them part of Russia. Reaction from White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
The United States will never recognize this territory or as anything other than part of Ukraine.
President Biden has called Vladimir Putin's actions a violation of international law. The White House is also prepared to impose additional economic penalties against Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Find more on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Mexico planning peace talks.
Addressing the United Nations General Assembly Thursday, Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard proposed having India and the Vatican lead a UN-backed dialogue for peace between Russia and Ukraine. But the proposal was rebuffed by Ukraine even before Ebrard gave his remarks. In his remarks, Ireland's Taoiseach Michael Martin called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine and campaign of destruction.
We have to name what we are seeing. These actions taken collectively show Russia behaving as a rogue state.
In Ukraine, voter referendums on becoming part of Russia begin today in four Russian-held regions. I'm Mike Rossia.
A Democrat Texas congressman has a plan to reduce the number of illegal immigrants coming over the border. Congressman Vincent Gonzalez is proposing safe zones on the border of Guatemala and Mexico, where people can apply for asylum. News and analysis at townhall.com. GM continues to go EV.
General Motors will spend $760 million to renovate its transmission factory in Toledo, Ohio, so it can build drive lines for electric vehicles. It's the first GM engine or transmission plant to begin the long transition from internal combustion engines to EVs. GM has a goal of making only electric passenger vehicles by 2035. The investment will keep the jobs of about 1,500 hourly and salary workers at the Toledo plant, which now makes four transmissions used in pickup trucks and many other GM internal combustion vehicles. It's good news for workers in Toledo who've been worried about the future of their plant. Keith Peters reporting.
Meta being sued by two Facebook users who accuse the company of skirting Apple's privacy protections to collect user data via in-app browsers. A Meta spokesperson said that the claims are without merit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show, so why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So the economy is stagnating, and the Biden administration doesn't know what to do about it. They keep basically just saying everything is fine, but even experts who were on Obama's team know better than that. So while the Democrats are trying to pretend that the economy is not going south due to their bad policy, the reality is that even many of their friends are saying that the economy is going south. Steve Rattner is a former Obama chief economic advisor. He says, listen, the timing of this economy and this election cycle, it's going to be rotten for Democrats. I understand why they're trying to talk their way through this thing, but the hurt is a-coming.
I think the majority of economists would say that it is highly likely that sometime in the next 12 to 24 months, we will have some kind of recession if and when the Fed remains committed to bring inflation down to 2%, which Jay Powell said again yesterday was absolutely his commitment. So the timing of the economic cycle here and the timing of the election cycle here may not be ideal for the party for the incumbents and the party in power.
Well, yes, that is certainly true. By the way, I ought to note here that you remember that during 2021, Joe Biden was bragging about the stock market, right? When he took office in January of 2021, as in like January 22nd, 2021, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 30,996.98. Because of his inflationary policies, the stock market eventually went up to about 36,000. It is now lower than it was when Joe Biden took office. It is now at 30,076. So he took office. We've had 2 years of essentially economic stagnation combined with inflation. And the only growth that has happened in the economy is because people naturally went back to work by ignoring all of his diktats with regard to COVID. Those same diktats that he is using in order to cram through endless spending, like relieving student loan debts to the tune of $500 billion, which will actually look more like $700 to $800 billion if it actually takes place, which it won't. Let me just make clear about Joe Biden's student loan debt program. It ain't going anywhere. Nobody's getting their debt removed. They're not getting their debt removed because it's unconstitutional, because the emergency measure that he is using to do so does not apply under law. And then he's going to blame the courts and claim that he needs to pack the courts in order to make sure that you can get what you want, namely all of your debts relieved. Meanwhile, Mohamed El-Erian, who's been on the money throughout this entire economic cycle over at Allianz, he says that these rate hikes that we're looking at right now, they're necessary. He said, I've talked to them. He said for a while, I'm talking months, that the Federal Reserve kept trying to tap the brakes. And you can't tap the brakes when you're moving 90 miles an hour toward a cliff. You need to slam on the brakes at a certain point here. And if you were going to tap, you need to tap way earlier. But now you're like 5 feet from the cliff and you're tapping on those brakes. You're going to have to slam the brakes or you're going to go off a cliff. And now you may slam the brakes and go off the cliff. Here is Mohamed El-Erian explaining.
Unfortunately, the Fed did not act early enough. So instead of just tapping the brakes, it is slamming on the brakes, which means that this is not just about higher borrowing costs. This is about a high risk of a recession. This is about 401k's valuations being destroyed. So there's a lot of what Chair Powell's pain, what I would call significant damage to Americans because the Fed has been so late.
That is correct. Okay, but remember, Democrats are never to blame for anything. So they're not to blame for the economy, despite the fact they've been in complete control of Congress, ramming through non-bipartisan spending for 2 years at this point. It's not their fault. None of it is their fault. Also on immigration, not their fault. So Karine Jean-Pierre, appearing on The View yesterday, she blamed Donald Trump for the immigration failures of her own administration. Now, there's only one problem with that, which is it is clearly a lie. It is clearly not true. Again, there are 2 million border encounters this year alone, in the past year. And that does not include the probably 500,000 to 700,000 gotaways at the border who never encountered law enforcement on the border. But she says it's not because we have this open border policy and the prospect of the amnesty that we've been dangling out there for years at a time. It's not that Joe Biden said during the campaign that people should come to the United States before saying, maybe not so fast. It's not that Joe Biden has said he's going to get rid of Title 42 and then said he's going to maintain Title 42 and then said he's going to get rid of Title 42. It's not that they've refused to fund the Border Patrol. It's not that they've expedited the procedures for moving people. They've gotten rid of those expedited procedures. None of that. It's Trump's fault. Obviously. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre.
We have seen 121% increase since last year. So we're talking about places that have a communist regime, and they are trying to leave that communist regime. And so you're seeing this issue across the Western Hemisphere. This is why the stunt that Republican governors are doing is so shameful. It is so inhumane, because while we're trying to fix a problem that was decimated, an immigration system that was decimated by the last administration, they're not coming up with solutions. They're using children, they're using women and families as a political stunt, as a political ploy, because they don't want solutions at all.
This fake outrage is stomach churning. It really is. From the same people who are incentivizing thousands of migrants to die in the desert to get to the United States with the false promise that they will then be ushered into a new life here by people like Karine Jean-Pierre. You don't get to blame Trump for that. And the notion that the real inhumanity is, again, taking people and putting them on a plane to Martha's Vineyard, where they then receive everything they could possibly have wanted. And this is the real inhumanity. Man's inhumanity to man is not you tempting people to cross thousands of miles of unremittingly bad territory, eating raw mangoes and watching your friends get washed away in the rivers. That's not the real problem. Paying a coyote to transport you and your children in the back of a non-air-conditioned transport truck, like for grocery produce, and then being left to die out. That's not the real inhumanity here. The real inhumanity is that somebody offered a free ticket to Martha's Vineyard. That is just, they put them up free at a hotel, they gave them some McDonald's meals, and then they put them on a plane to the richest area of the United States. Like that, the gall of these people. I mean, truthfully, the gall of these people. And that's what everybody knows. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front, simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. And no matter how much the media try to spin this as Ron DeSantis is inhumane, the idea that it is inhumane to fly an illegal immigrant from a border town in Texas where they are hanging out at a bus stop with no shelter to Martha's Vineyard, that's the inhumanity. Not the hundreds of thousands of people being dropped off in Del Rio, Texas, or in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. That it's truly, but again, they can try, the false outrage, the pearl clutching from these folks is just beyond measure. Kamala Harris, who is the worst of them because she's a truly terrible actress, and Kamala Harris is the Sofia Coppola of politics. Like Sofia Coppola, not the director. Sofia Coppola, like when she was an actress in Godfather Part 3 and everybody was celebrating at the very end of the movie because at least finally somebody did something about Sofia Coppola's performance in that movie. I mean, just that is Kamala Harris in politics. Here is Kamala Harris feigning outrage. The feigned outrage is so tiresome. It's so boring and stupid coming from people. She's not even visited the border. She won't visit the border because then there might be an op-ed of her next to the consequences of her party's own policy. Here's Kamala. Oh, she's so upset. She's so. You think she's really upset? Do you? You think that she's worried about man's inhumanity to man on the immigration issue here?
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have shipped tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to different areas around the country where they don't have proper resources and where the cities have been begging you not to do it. Just and not where they declared themselves sanctuary cities, where you declared them sanctuary cities against their will. And then you blame Trump? You blame the Republicans? Amazing how everything's the other guy's fault, even when you have the power. Now, the way the Democrats are planning on running here, presumably, is they're going to run against Trump, obviously. It's the only thing they have. The only measure that Democrats keep doing well on is people don't like President Trump very much. And so when he's at the top of the headlines, it's very bad for Republicans in the polling data. Axios had a sort of fascinating data study where it showed the relevance of particular issues over time, like what people were searching for on Google over time. And what it shows is when Republicans are doing more poorly in the polling, that's when people are searching Donald Trump's name a lot more. When Republicans are doing better in the polling, that's when people are searching the economy and jobs and Joe Biden a lot more. And so making Trump the center of everything is obviously what they intend to do, which is why they are focusing in on this idea that there's an attempt to steal democracy. Voting is going to end if Republicans gain control of gubernatorial houses in places like Arizona or Pennsylvania. If Republicans take control of the House of Representatives, democracy will be over as we know it, according to Democrats. Now, by democracy will be over as we know it, we don't mean that people will deny the results of elections. Democrats have been doing that since I was about 16 years old. I mean, they did that since George W. Bush was elected in 2000. They still refuse to acknowledge that Donald Trump was the legit president of the United States. So this is a bipartisan problem, the denial of elections. But what they really mean is if we don't get to do what we want on everything, that is a denial of democracy. This is the code. The code is you don't do what we want. You hate America and you hate freedom and you hate democracy. Here is Kamala Harris again. Just a sterling example of a deeply insincere person. And there are certain politicians on the right side of the aisle who I've said come off as insincere. But the thing is that they are sincerely insincere. That actually is who they are. Kamala Harris, maybe there's a core of sincerity to her somewhere, or maybe it's just insincerity all the way through. I honestly can't tell. But here she was pretending outrage at laws that are getting rid of drop boxes in certain places. You know why you get rid of drop boxes? Because people can stuff the drop boxes. They can mess with the drop boxes. The idea that you should be voting in person in places that are supervised is not controversial. But apparently, according to Kamala Harris, it's anti-democratic now.
While so-called leaders claim we should return the issue of reproductive freedom to the voters in the states, these same extremist so-called leaders are passing laws to make it intentionally more difficult for people to vote. Return it to the states. Let the voters there decide. While laws are being passed to ban drop boxes and restrict early voting, laws that are making it illegal to give food and water to people who are standing in line sometimes for hours to vote. Undemocratic laws. Un-American laws.
Undemocratic and un-American to say that you're not allowed to bribe people with food and water in line, which is what the laws actually say. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to bring people food and water. It says you're not allowed to bribe them with food and water. Also, when she talks about how, oh, they're getting rid of a lot of early voting. How early are we allowed to vote? You know, we should just extend this forever. Can I vote right now? In like the 2032 election? I know how I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote Republican. So can I just do it right now? We'll just get this out of the way. It's anti-democratic to pursue the same voting procedures we had before COVID. We need the COVID voting procedures because that's what allowed Democrats to increase the number of people voting from like 130 million people in a typical election cycle to 150 million. It allowed them to ballot harvest. It allowed them to do all the things that they like to do to get marginal voters, people who don't really care all that much, to vote. They went door to door, knocked on people's doors, and they gathered their ballots, and then they drove them over to the drop boxes and dropped them off. Right? This is the kind of stuff that Democrats would love to do. And it's anti-democratic if you oppose it. These are the people who love democracy so much. They love it. Also, they love democracy so much that they wish to stack the Supreme Court. They wish to overthrow the filibuster. They wish to centralize all authority in the executive power, overthrow any provision of the Constitution that limits Joe Biden's power. That's how much they love democracy. They love it. Love democracy so much. And this is what they're going to run on. It's more on this in just a moment. First, let's talk about the fact that we are all going to die. I know it's a dark, dark thought, but Here's the thing. We pay hundreds of bucks per year to protect our homes, our cars, even our phones. Too many of us are not taking the steps necessary to protect our family's finances in case of a tragedy. Mortgage payments, private student loans, other types of debt, they don't just go away if, God forbid, you get hit by a train. A life insurance policy can provide your loved ones with a financial cushion they can use to cover the costs. It can even provide you with peace of mind that, in a worst-case scenario, they will be protected. And if you're worried about the price, well, that's what Policy Genius is here to help you with, because they give you the ability to comparison shop. Policy Genius is an insurance marketplace that can make it easy to compare quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential all in one place. Find your lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get personalized quotes in minutes, find the right policy for your needs. Licensed agents at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. They're on hand throughout the entire process. They'll help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. Your personal information is private. Policy Genius won't sell your details to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across both Google and Trustpilot. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save. Alrighty, coming up, I want to take a look at the Senate map, because we keep hearing that Democrats are going to make a stunning recovery here in 2022. I have serious doubts. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
It's a new buzz in Palisadro for the 41st annual Honey Bee Festival. This event is free, except a small parking fee. September 24th and 25th in Palisadro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center, it's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment with a rock and roll lineup of local bands, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides. Anyone over 21 can buy a bee sting. Pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honeybee Festival, which is free, September 24th and 25th in Palisadro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to palisadrohoneybeefestival.com for details. Don't miss the buzz. Did we mention this is a free event? There's a small parking fee. September 24th and 25th. The fun starts at 8:30 a.m.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Looking at the Senate map right now, I think there's a better than average chance that Republicans take the Senate. Now, here is the reality. The underlying trends for Democrats here are really bad. Hey, Democrats are not going to hold the House. They're going to lose the House. And what the polls are currently showing is that Democrats are increasingly likely to lose the Senate as well. When you look at the Senate map for 2022 and you look at the vulnerable races for Democrats right now, there are several races that are up for grabs. According to Cook Political, the races that are really the most up for grabs are Arizona, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio. Those are the ones that they have listed, New Hampshire. And the ones that they have leaning Republican are Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Utah. It would be shocking if a Democrat won any of those seats. I know there's a poll right now showing that Val Demings is close to Marco Rubio. I do not believe that poll. Florida has a very high voter registration advantage now for Republicans, and Republicans are really jazzed to vote for Governor DeSantis at the top of the ticket. So I'd be shocked if Val Demings is able to pull out that race. Ohio, I'd be very surprised if J.D. Vance loses to Tim Ryan in that particular race. Then there are the Democrat-leaning races. Okay, these are New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Arizona. Those are the ones that they have listed as Democrat-leaning. And then they have a couple of races that are toss-ups. The races that they have as toss-ups are Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia. What that suggests right now is that essentially there are 34 solid Democratic seats that where there's no election. There are another 9 that are solid Democrat. Right? Those 9 that are solid Democrat are in places like Washington or California, although there is the off chance that there might be a sneak victory in a place like Oregon. And there are a couple of interesting Republican candidates in those races. So you have like 43 solid Democrat seats, and you have approximately 44 solid Republican seats in this current election cycle in 2022. Okay, then you have a bunch of seats that are up for grabs. In order for Republicans to get from 44 to 50, they need to win all the Republican-leaning seats, right, which would take them, it's like another 4 seats maybe, that would take them to 48. And then they need to win, if they win all 3 of the ones that are essentially toss-ups, according to Cook Political, then they take the majority. And if they win 2 of those, plus 1 of the Democrat-leaning seats, they take the majority. So I'm optimistic that the Republicans take the majority in the Senate. The reason I say this is because I think that Herschel Walker is going to beat Raphael Warnock in Georgia, because I think Brian Kemp is going to drag him to victory in that particular race. Brian Kemp is beating the hell out of Stacey Abrams in that race. I think that Ron Johnson is going to win his race in Wisconsin, because I think the more people look at Mandela Barnes, who's a true radical in that race in Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes is like, unlock the prisons radical. I think Ron Johnson probably wins re-election there. And I think that Nevada, which used to be a Democrat leaner, is now going to move into the Republican aisle. Adam Laxalt is running an excellent race against Cortez Masto in Nevada. There are 4 polls out right now showing him with a mild advantage there. And it's a Republican-leaning year. Okay, and that's leaving aside Arizona, Colorado, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. I think that New Hampshire is going to be a tough one because Republicans nominated somebody who is not particularly moderate. New Hampshire tends to be a moderate right state, if it's moderate right at all. I think there's a good shot Dr. Oz pulls it off against Fetterman. You've been seeing that gap closing steadily, as I suggested that it would. Fetterman is a bad candidate. His positions are bad. Put aside the fact that he's a goofy-looking dude who's been a complete useless person who apparently didn't pay his back taxes. Shocker. Career useless people are useless for their entire career. I think there's a good shot that Oz pulls off that race. I know right now they're saying it's like a 17-18% chance that he wins that race. I think it's more like a 45% chance that he wins that race. In Colorado, I think that's a race that's very winnable, even though that is a blue state. Arizona, Blake Masters is a little bit tougher. The polls right now between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly are a little bit tougher. But with that said, I think that there's a good shot that Republicans win. In the House, people are forgetting, a lot of Democrats retired in the House. So for all the optimism on the Democratic side of the aisle that abortion is going to carry them to victory, I'm not seeing that statistically. According to the New York Times, the problem for Democrats is that a bunch of popular Democrats are not running for re-election. More than a dozen Democratic lawmakers in competitive districts said they will depart Congress after this year, leaving less experienced, relatively lesser-known candidates to fight it out with a Republican to keep their seats. Statistically speaking, political handicappers expect at least 6 open seats alone to swing into Republican control. Also around the country, Democrats might be able to hang on to their open seats, but the incumbent exodus will make doing so more costly, leaving less money for the party to fight it out in other competitive races. Again, systemic factors in this election are going to matter more in many cases than candidate quality. You're going to see some weird Republican candidates who get elected to office simply because the Democrats have done such a garbage job with their governance, which is why Democrats are screaming from the rooftops, Trump and abortion. Those are the things they want to run on. The problem is, the more they talk about abortion, there's a countervailing view. When Republicans do things that are perceived as too far for the American public on abortion, and then the public rebels, as in Kansas, right, where the people of Kansas were just not ready for a serious pro-life law. Or where Democrats were able to make it look as though Republicans were about to pass like a full abortion ban in the state of Kansas, which was probably unlikely. Okay, but when Democrats talk about abortion the way Stacey Abrams talks about abortion, she loses that race. And Democrats can talk about Trump until they are blue in the face. The more that the conversation shifts away from Trump, the worse Democrats are going to do. And right now it appears that the conversation is shifting away from Trump. Because again, everything that's happening right now is kind of old news. The special master and the documents, all that stuff is not going to materialize fully until after the election. So we're just going to keep running this hamster wheel until after the election. But Sister James, well, she just did New York. It might have given a news cycle over Trump, but it actually is going to lead to a little bit of backlash against Letitia James because she actually has nothing. So what I'm suggesting is that Republicans ought to ignore a little bit of the poll optimism from Democrats and recognize that when one party is in control of government and things suck this much, that party gets punished at the polls. Alrighty, coming up, Matt Walsh of The Matt Walsh Show. He's been doing yeoman's work uncovering predations on children from the transgender ideology. Particularly, we're talking like sterilization of kids. We are talking double mastectomies on minors. Matt's been revealing all of it over at Vanderbilt University. We'll get to that in a moment. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us online is Matt Walsh, host of the Matt Walsh Show on Daily Wire, plus star of the hit documentary What Is a Woman and Walrus Fan. Matt, great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I'll just say right now, I don't have your walrus. So let's start with what's going on over at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. So obviously, every time you cover one of these stories about an institution that is focused on transing the children, meaning chemically castrating them, sterilizing them physically when they reach a certain age, mutilating them. When you focus on this stuff, the left's immediate response is that you are a terrorist and you are engaged in acts of violence against hospitals that are doing actual violence to minors. I'm not sure what's actually been going on at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Well, what's been going on at Vanderbilt University Medical Center is actually what's happening in hospitals and medical clinics all across the country. I'm happy that people are focused on Vanderbilt right now, and there is a major scandal there, but it's also part of a larger problem, which is an important point here. So when you hear about what's happening in Nashville, what's happening in Vanderbilt, if you live somewhere else, you shouldn't be saying to yourself, well, thank God I don't live there where they do that sort of thing. So at Vanderbilt, they chemically castrate children with drugs like, you know, puberty blocking drugs, which is chemical castration. They give them irreversible hormone, treatments, and they also do double mastectomies on adolescent girls. So they're surgically mutilating and also drugging kids in irreversible ways. We found, and when I say found, we just dug up videos that Vanderbilt had posted itself admitting to all of this, and we also found other videos where they talk about, you know, the profit motive behind all of this, which again is not really much of a revelation. It shouldn't be a surprise. Like, of course they're driven by profit. I guess it's not a big surprise, but we did find a doctor who talks about how she convinced Nashville to get into the gender transition game to begin with. And she says that, yeah, she told him it's the right thing to do, but also in large part, it's a big money maker, which were her exact words. And she goes into some of the details about how much money there is to be made from this. And one of the reasons why you make so much money as a hospital is because, as she says, there's lots of follow-ups, which is another way of saying that when you do this to somebody, they are now a patient for life, and so they're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. And we also had another video of someone at Vanderbilt, you know, explaining that if you conscientiously object, you don't want to participate as a staff member, a medical provider at this hospital, then that's problematic, you know, which is another, you know, sort of putting, it would seem to be pressure on staff members to take part even if they don't want to. So it's all kind of that's the overall story at Vanderbilt. But like I said, this is the story at hospitals all across the country, too.
You know, Matt, one of the things that's so fascinating here is that you guys have delved into what were the origins of this over at Vanderbilt University. And as you pointed out, this stuff starts as ideology and then it moves into the actual, you know, cutting up minors. It started off, it sounds like, as the Vanderbilt Program for LGBTQ Health, which was basically an incubator and pretty clearly an ideological incubator. And then that was morphed over into, what if we actually just start, you know, chemically castrating children and then sterilizing them and permanently altering their physical features?
Right. That's how it began. So you start with the ideology, the LGBT center, and then they get into gender transition. And then very quickly what grows from that is the, well, now we got to bring children in and start doing this, many of these same things to kids too. But we know, of course, it's all ideology because there is no medical or scientific justification for this. And we know that because over the last few days, as Vanderbilt has been in the headlines, much to its chagrin, there haven't been any, I haven't heard anyone on the left come out and actually offer a scientific evidence-based defense of this. Instead, it's a lot of deflection. It's, as you mentioned, you know, calling us terrorists. Fortunately for Vanderbilt here, they have some of the local media is good, but other local media outlets are acting as de facto PR representatives for Vanderbilt. So they have that advantage going for them. But what they're not doing is actually laying out like, okay, yes, it's good to give chemical castration drugs to kids. Here's the evidence that we have. Here's the data. Here are the long-term studies, and we're going to defend it. They're not doing that, and they can't because, of course, there aren't any long-term studies vindicating these sorts of procedures. So instead, all they have is just deflection and ad hominem and those sorts of things.
You know, Matt, why do you think it is that in the United States, I think people have a misperception in the United States of just how radical Europe is versus the United States. The truth is that in the United States, we are far more radical on this issue than even Europe. You're seeing European countries that are now banning the use of puberty blockers for young people because they're saying this does permanent damage to their body. You're seeing transgender clinics shut down in places like Britain because they're realizing, oh, wait a second, it turns out that we genitally mutilated a bunch of kids who actually just had autism. So, you know, why is it, do you think, that the United States has bought so deeply into this, that the left in the United States has gone so much further than the left in many of these other European countries?
I think it's a combination of things. So first you have the LGBT sort of agenda, which has a lot of institutional power in this country. But then you combine that with the fact that a kind of general ignorance of in the American public of you know, people just don't know this is going on. And largely that's not their fault because there's not anyone telling them about it. I mean, we're telling them about it, but they don't have the institutions they rely on to pass along information aren't telling them this. So I think that, you know, the average American certainly is not more radically in favor of this kind of thing than the average European. And yet these sorts of things are happening here because people don't know about it. And that's what always strikes me when I'm talking to people that, if maybe they saw What Is a Woman or they've heard some of our reporting of the Daily Wire, what I hear all the time is, man, I had no idea this was going on until you guys told me about it. And so I think that's what allows a lot of this to happen. And then that's why, you know, the first step here is to kind of raise awareness about it, let people know this is happening. It is a problem. And then the reaction, I think, from every average American is, dear Lord, that's horrific. Let's do something about it. And then you have to go to the next step, which is, okay, we've raised awareness. Now it's time to actually do something.
A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Yeah, so Matt, one of the things that's happened here is that Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee has issued a statement calling for a thorough investigation. My guess is that it looks like there's a movement on the ground in Tennessee to actually pass legislation in the state of Tennessee that would ban this sort of mistreatment and abuse of children, which is what it is. I mean, pretending that what the left does, they call it gender-affirming care, which actually should be called sex-denying care, because after all, if gender is completely fluid, the one thing that we know is that you are denying your own sex. So it's sex-denying care or sex-deprivation care, since we are actively attempting to deny your hormones or suppress them and or mutilate your body. So how serious is the push in Tennessee to actually ban this sort of quote-unquote treatment for minors?
It's very serious. So we met personally with some of our state legislators and talked about this, talked about working on a bill to ban these procedures. We know, as you mentioned, the governor is, you know, investigating it as well. The attorney general has said that there's going to be an investigation. Now, the investigation is important because, you know, it's possible that some of what Vanderbilt is doing, you know, goes outside of the current law. I don't know. It's possible. But even if it doesn't, you know, the larger issue here is the law itself. Like, the law does allow them to chemically castrate and mutilate children. Right now, the law allows that. So that's the issue. And we have to change the law And there's enormous support, not just from legislators here, but also just from the public, that of course we should ban this. Like, obviously we should not be mutilating kids. And if anyone is going to make this kind of decision, it at a minimum should be when they're at a point when they can legally consent to, you know, life altering decisions.
Now, Matt, one of the things that really is amazing is how many Republican politicians are not taking up this banner. I mean, you were saying on Twitter this morning that basically this issue is gift wrapped for Republicans, because every Democrat now says at least that they abide by the strictures of the LGBTQIA plus minus divided by sign agenda. The basic idea here is that for Democrats, sex is entirely fungible. It is entirely malleable. The gender is immutable, even if it can change. None of it makes any sense. But Democrats have embraced that position wholesale, all the way up to and including the White House. Why aren't Republicans campaigning on this stuff? Why is it that Republicans seem afraid to campaign on this stuff? Because when they do campaign on this stuff, like Glenn Youngkin did in Virginia and Loudoun County, where you're active also, why do you think so many Republicans are afraid to take up this issue?
Well, I think they haven't. A lot of them haven't. They haven't shaken themselves free from this idea that, you know, the only thing we care about is tax cuts and those sorts of issues. But I hope they're starting to realize that these are the things that it's not just really important. Of course, it's really important to protect kids from being mutilated and sexually indoctrinated and everything else that happens in medical clinics and in schools also across the country. But it's a winning issue politically. I think that the Republicans have kind of conditioned themselves to believe, and this has been the case for decades, that nobody really cares about the social issues. All they care about is their wallet. And so we're going to talk about tax cuts and nothing else. But that, of course, isn't true. I mean, people care. People get up every day worried about their kids and about the future of America. They worry about their wallets, too, and their economic security. But at an even deeper level, they're worried about the next generation and their children. And those are the things that they really think about. So if you can speak to that, then I think, you know, that's going to be politically winning. So we have kind of done this for the Republicans. We've made the sexual indoctrination of children, the mutilation of children, gender ideology. We have made these major national issues, and it just so happens that we're coming up against an election. And so all the Republicans have to do is take the reins we're trying to hand them, and hopefully some of them get the hint.
You know, Matt, one of the things I think that people are missing is that this, all of what's going on in terms of these transgender clinics that are directed at children, all of this is connected to a giant agitprop campaign that has been happening inside the schools. The attempt to teach children sexual orientation and gender identity in schools is a recruitment effort. There's just no question that this is the case, because you're not talking about kids who suffer from persistent gender dysphoria and who are going to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist to try and work through that. You're not talking about parents who are trying to deal with that through watchful waiting. You're talking about literally telling kids that they could be a member of the opposite sex if they wanted to be. And then we're surprised when the rates of transgender identity are skyrocketing. And also, as Bill Maher correctly pointed out, as I pointed out on the show, as you pointed out as well, it's very odd how all of this new identification is geopolitically located, how it's happening in very specific locations. The rates of transgender identity are increasing everywhere because it is a social contagion, but they're skyrocketing like thousands of percent in places like San Francisco, like Los Angeles. And then if you go into the middle of rural America, nobody's even heard about this stuff and they have no idea what's going on. You know, to try and pretend that what is in fact a propaganda effort to recruit into a gender ideology is about children's health is the highest form of ideological perversion.
Right. Of course it's recruitment. I mean, as you point out, we're talking about a nationwide generationally. We're talking about a 20, 30, 40 fold increase in transgender identification in the youngest generation. This is not something that happens accidentally. And they've discovered on the left, it's actually quite easy, unfortunately, tragically, to recruit kids into this, because kids, first of all, don't have a real firm grasp on reality because they're little kids. And as they get older into adolescence, they're going through a very confusing time, and there's hormones and everything, and their body is changing, and they feel kind of at home, not totally at home in their own body as they're going through puberty. And that's all normal. That's a normal phase of childhood. And that's what we used to say to kids. It's like, well, it's a phase. You'll get through it and you'll be okay. But now, the recruiters come in with this kind of framework for understanding, giving the kids a framework for understanding what's happening to them. And, they listen to that and they say, oh, okay, well, that must be what it is. I must be trans. And not only that, but they also tell the kids that, hey, we could give you a drug and all the things that are happening to your body that you don't like. We could just put a pause on it, and it doesn't need, you have a choice. It doesn't have to happen to you. And so a lot of kids, again, will sort of take that out, not realizing that they are doing something that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives because they're also being lied to. And so it's not hard to see how this is happening. And the idea, you know, on the left, they'll say that, well, no, it's the only reason we're seeing this dramatic increase in trans identification just because there were this many trans people before, but we weren't affirming, so they all were in the closet. And that's just absurd on its face, the idea that, you know, for all of human history, there have been millions and collectively billions of trans people who are just like in the closet, makes no sense at all. Of course, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
Well, it's Matt Walsh. Check out the Matt Walsh Show every day on Daily Wire. Plus, he's also star of the hit documentary, most important documentary of the last 10 years, What is Woman? Matt, thanks so much for joining the show. Great work, as always.
Thank you.
There's more on this in just 1 second. First, summer is here. That means that I've been out of town. I've been away from my house, but I know that my home is protected because of Ring. Now, you think that Ring just protects that front door, right? It's that video doorbell company, but they also have an award-winning home security system with available professional monitoring when you subscribe. Best of all, you can easily install it yourself. Ring didn't stop there. They've changed the home security game entirely with Ring Alarm Pro. That's why I've decided to team up with Ring. When it comes to protecting my home, I've gone pro with Ring Alarm Pro. Ring Alarm Pro is the next level security system. CNET calls Ring Alarm Pro a giant leap for home security. After using it, that happens to be correct. Ring Alarm Pro helps secure my entire home and the Wi-Fi it runs on. With Ring Alarm Pro, Ring combined a home security system and a Wi-Fi router. So this summer, whether I'm across the country or just across town, I know everything at home is protected and connected and that it's going to stay that way. With the Ring Protect Pro subscription, which is an amazing deal, I get professional monitoring for the ultimate peace of mind. Ring has that award-winning alarm. Why don't you protect your home the way I do mine? Go pro with Ring Alarm Pro. Go to ring.com/Shapiro to get started. That is ring.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, you may have heard a lot about this podcast called Serial. And there's this idea that there's a guy, his name is Adnan Syed, who was convicted of first-degree murder. Well, now he has been freed by a Baltimore prosecutor. We'll bring you all the details. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
podcasts.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So it turns out that one way to make fame and fortune in the Democratic community is to be a progressive prosecutor who lets convicted murderers out of prison. Good piece by Thomas Hogan over at City Journal today, talking about the freeing of a person who almost certainly committed a murder. Marilyn Mosby's tenure as Baltimore's chief prosecutor has been an unmitigated disaster for Charm City, writes Hogan, highlighted by her persistent refusal to prosecute the guilty. Now, on her way out the door after being deposed by a disgusted electorate, Mosby has one final insult for her beleaguered constituents, freeing convicted murderer. Mosby is reinforcing her deprosecution credentials, executing on a plan to free Adnan Syed, convicted of killing a teenage girl. In 2000, a jury convicted Syed of murdering his ex-girlfriend, 18-year-old high school student Haman Lee. Lee was strangled and found buried in a park, a classic domestic violence scenario. Syed had shown Lee's body to a friend who testified at trial, then enlisted the friend's help dispose of the body. Cell phone tower evidence corroborated that Syed was in the park when the victim was buried. As with every case, evidence can be attacked, whether challenging the accuracy of the cell phone location information or challenging the friend's testimony. Working through disputed issues of fact, the jury convicted Syed of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to life plus 30 years in prison. Enter the media, who seem to find it hard to believe any murderers are guilty. The writers of a sensationalized podcast called Serial, released in 2014, claim to have found an alibi witness, a high school student who had testified she saw Syed in a library at the time of the murder. Experienced investigators and civilians pointed out there were a lot of problems with this alleged alibi witness. If it was just a regular day for her, how would she recall years later exactly where and when Syed was in a library? Syed himself had never said he was in the library. Two former classmates of the alibi witness claimed that she was fabricating the story to help Syed. In the face of other evidence against Syed, including an eyewitness who saw Syed with the victim's body, the alibi witness's shaky recollection amounts to virtually nothing. Syed's defense team raised all these issues on appeal. With the extra notoriety provided by the Serial podcast, the defense team even got a free shot at attacking Syed's trial attorney, one of the most respected criminal defense lawyers in Baltimore, who had died by this point so she couldn't defend herself. Reviewing all the evidence, the Maryland Supreme Court upheld the conviction in 2019. The Supreme Court declined to reconsider the matter. Case closed, right? But Mosby had other plans. With her time in office running out, she requested that the Baltimore Circuit Court throw out Syed's conviction. Mosby's office does not say they believe Syed is innocent, only that they, quote, lack confidence in the integrity of the conviction. The Maryland Attorney General, who handled Syed's appeal, flatly contradicted Mosby on the issue of whether evidence was disclosed, known as a Brady violation. Quote, among the other serious problems of the motion to vacate, the allegations related to Brady violations are incorrect, said the AG. Neither state's attorneys Mosby nor anybody from her office bothered to consult with either the assistant state's attorney who prosecuted the case or with anyone in my office regarding these alleged violations. The file in this case was made available on several occasions to the defense. The victim's family also opposed the request, with their attorney stating Mosby railroaded the family, ramming down their throats the unilateral decision to free Syed. On Monday, the court granted Mosby a request, freeing Syed and vacating his conviction. So why exactly would Mosby do this? And why now? Law enforcement officials are concerned radical progressive prosecutors like Mosby have been engaging in a pattern of falsely exonerating convicted murderers. But it's the timing that makes Mosby's conduct really egregious. Mosby's on her way out of office. So freeing Syed, she doesn't have to face any consequences. If she decides not to retry him, Baltimoreans and the victim's family have no recourse. They can't vote her out again. Mosby could have addressed the alleged problems with this Syed case at any point during her 8 years in office. Instead, she waited until her way out to please fans of Serial, essentially. So, again, well done, Democratic governance. Now, speaking of radical Democratic governance, Rashida Tlaib has been out there, as the wild Jew hater she is, explaining that you literally cannot be pro-Israel and also be a Democrat, which descriptively is increasingly true in the Democratic Party, which is a serious problem, considering that this means that you're now siding with Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, actual terrorist groups. And that's no problem for Rashida Tlaib, who pretty openly has sympathized with such groups. But here she was explaining that to be truly progressive, it means you have to hate the only democracy in the Middle East.
I want you all to know that among progressives, it has become clear that you cannot claim to hold progressive values, yet back Israel's apartheid government. And we will continue to push back and not accept this idea that you are progressive, except for Philistine any longer.
I love it how she says Philistine. Okay, the reason that she is saying that is because the modern Palestinian Arabs, who have no genetic or historical relation to the Plishtim, the Philistines of the Bible, attempt to claim a historical connection to the land going all the way back to the land of Canaan. Does not exist. There's no historical evidence suggesting that it does. That's what she's doing right there. Okay, but also, the basic notion that you have to support Hamas and its citizens over Israel is absurd. If we're talking about folks who are very much in favor of apartheid, I'd go not with the country where 20% of the population is Arab and has the same civil rights as all of the Jews. I would go at the areas that have literally no Jews. And if you are a Jew and you drive into the area, there's a big red sign off the side of the road that says, if you drive in here, you may be murdered. Not kidding. That's a thing. The only parts of that region where true apartheid exists are parts where political control is in the hands of exactly the people that Rashida Tlaib loves, namely terrorist organizations like the Palestinian Authority, Islamic Jihad, Hamas. If that is the mark of progressivism, then, man, progressivism is not particularly progressive, to say the very least. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here next week with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Dow hits its 2022 low as financial markets sell off on recession fears. Correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
Stocks took a sharp decline worldwide Friday on worries the already slowing global economy could fall into recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.6% and closed at its lowest level since 2020. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%, closing at its 2022 low set in mid-June. The Nasdaq slid 1.8%. It left the major indexes with their fifth weekly loss in the last 6 weeks. This week, the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world aggressively hiked interest rates again, trying to puncture inflationary pressures, but also raising concerns too much too soon could lead to recession. I'm Mike Rossia.
A second look at the facts shows President Biden this week misrepresented not only an abortion bill proposed by Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, but also the teachings of his own church. Bob Agnew reports.
The president said this week Graham's bill includes, quote, no exceptions, rape, incest, no exceptions regardless of age. In fact, the bill does have exceptions, especially for minors, and in cases of rape, incest, and physical danger to the mother. The president also said his own Roman Catholic Church, quote, doesn't even make that argument now. In fact, the Catholic Church Catechism affirms life sacred from the moment of conception and says, quote, since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Democrat Texas congressman, Vicente Gonzalez, says that he has a plan to reduce the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. He'd like to create a safe zone on the border of Guatemala and Mexico. He says people can apply for asylum there and will relieve pressure on the southern border of the United States. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The superintendent of the Los Angeles School District says Narcan will be available to students who overdose on fentanyl.
Over the past few weeks, our system has been deeply impacted by the injury to some students and the death of at least one student as a result of an unacceptable level of availability of narcotics, of opioids in our community.
Audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. A revival of the hit show Cops, set to debut this month, the former longest-running reality show in American history, will return to Fox Nation on September 30th. After 45 years, James Earl Jones is retiring from Star Wars. The voice of Darth Vader announced he's officially signed his voice rights over to Lucasfilm. Now, sound editors will use old recordings and an AI program to create new dialogue with his famous voice. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Pentagon is providing food and housing programs for troops.
The Pentagon has unwrapped a number of new programs aimed at helping service members who are struggling with housing shortages, higher rents, steep food prices, and living expenses as they move from base to base. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the efforts, which include discounted groceries at commissaries, expanded child care, and helping spouses find work. Austin also ordered increases in the basic housing allowance in 28 areas where rent has spiked more than 20% above current allowances. With growing competition from corporations seeking to hire young people in the tight job market, the military services are struggling to meet their recruiting goals. I'm Norman Hall.
General Motors says it will spend $760 million to renovate its transmission factory in Toledo, Ohio, so it can build drive lines for electric vehicles there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
Oh, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, the other day, Stacey Abrams, the failing Georgia gubernatorial candidate, opened a can of worms when she decided to leap into the abortion debate. Now, Stacey Abrams has been failing in this gubernatorial race. She's down somewhere between 6 and 8 points, according to most polls, to Brian Kemp, the person she supposedly beat last time around. She didn't. She lost by 50,000 votes. And then the media decided to treat her as though she had actually won, and they made her the president of the universe in the Star Trek world and all the rest of this stuff. Democrats treated her as the legit governor of Georgia, despite no evidence that she was actually robbed of the gubernatorial mansion. Well, now she's out there running a terrible campaign. And the sad truth is that Stacey Abrams is actually not that great a politician. And they keep trying to make fetch happen. The Democrats, they have so many people that they've tried to make popular who they just can't make popular. Whether you're talking about Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg or Stacey Abrams, there's just so many people out there that they try to promote as just world-beating candidates who, it turns out, fall flat, Beto O'Rourke. There are tons of them. Well, Stacey Abrams is sort of 1A. She's exhibit 1A in this pattern. So during this gubernatorial campaign in Georgia, she has taken a photo of herself completely unmasked while all the kids behind her are masked, and then had to apologize and explain that. And then, again, over the past 48 hours, she said that basically, ultrasound machines are a hoax, that ultrasound machines make up fetal heartbeats at 6 weeks. So here she was explaining that the fetal heartbeat is actually not real, and therefore you don't have to worry about abortion. Now, in a second, we'll get to the science of what she's saying, because it's just not true. But let's assume for a second that what she actually means is that a fetal heartbeat is when the valves open and close on the heart in a fetus. That starts happening around 10 weeks. Is she in favor of banning abortion beyond 10 weeks? I notice not. So basically, as with most pro-choice rhetoric, it's all an excuse for, I feel like killing babies up until the point of birth. But here she was, just misconstruing the science and adding on this very bizarre conspiratorial twist wherein ultrasound manufacturers are trying to deceive women into having their babies by showing them fetal heartbeat before a fetal heartbeat is actually present.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Okay, this is crazy talk. It's a manufactured sound, according to Stacey Abrams. And not just is it manufactured, it's all a conspiracy in order so that men can promote pro-life positions. So it's invented by pro-life men in order to fake the sound of the heartbeat. Okay, this is much more conspiratorial than anything Donald Trump has ever said about the 2020 election. Okay, this is really a wild, I mean, it's like up there with microchips are in the vax conspiracy level stuff right here. Right? Now, it happens to also be biologically incorrect. Put aside the conspiratorial side of it, just the biology of what she's saying is not true. Dr. Tara Sandler Lee, PhD, who studied heart development at Harvard Medical School and serves as director of life sciences at Charlotte Lozier Institute, responded, "One wonders if Miss Abrams was absent the day her health class covered human development. Even now, all it takes is one quick search of the public database of scientific and embryology research to confirm the heart is the first functioning organ in a developing human being, with the first heartbeat just 22 days after fertilization. A baby's heart is actively beating at 6 weeks gestation and will have already beat nearly 16 million times by week 15. In fact, at 6 weeks, when Stacey Abrams says a heartbeat does not exist, the baby's heart is actually beating at about 110 beats per minute. Most American parents have seen their baby's beating heart during prenatal ultrasound and discussed it with their obstetrician. The mainstream media can perform Olympic-level semantic gymnastics all they want. Most Americans instinctively understand a developing human organ which beats rhythmically and pumps blood throughout the body is, in fact, a heart." So what the media have attempted to do, as we'll talk about in just a minute, is pretend that what Stacey Abrams is talking about is whether a valve in the heart, whether the valves in the heart open and close, because those develop slightly later. But the early fetal form of the heart has already developed by the time she is talking. And it's a very stupid point. I mean, if you're going to pretend that what actually a heartbeat is not a prenatal heart that is not fully developed beating, then you would also have to suggest, as they presumably do, that unless a brain is fully formed, which, by the way, happens when you're about 26 years old, that's when your brain really stops growing and changing. Up until that point, anything before that is just, you know, kind of pre-fulfilled brain function. It's too basic. It's not really full brain function. So I guess we can kill you when you're like 18 years old, 17, 15. I mean, after all, you don't have full brain function. Your brain's still developing. This is not how this works. Peer-reviewed science on babies at 6 weeks gestation shows the heart is actively beating at 6 weeks. Between fertilization and birth, the baby's heart will beat approximately 54 million times. The baby's average heart rate is 110 BPM. This will rise to 159 BPM by 8 weeks gestation. The presence of a heartbeat at 68 weeks gestation correlates with a live birth rate of 98% in normal pregnancies without any sort of intervention. And there are a wide variety of sources that have talked about all of this. Now, the media have rushed to try to clean up for Stacey Abrams by pretending that actually there is no fetal heartbeat. So Twitter, which again is the most biased news source in America, Twitter will find a trend, and then underneath the trend, to explain the trend, they will basically just put something written by Media Matters. Here's what they wrote about what Stacey Abrams said. Quote, "Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks of pregnancy. And doctors agree one doesn't exist during this early stage of pregnancy, reports from NBC News and NPR confirm. Abrams appeared on a panel at an event on Georgia on Tuesday and discussed various state bans on abortion at 6 weeks. She said, quote, there's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. Doctors and scientists speaking with NBC News and NPR confirmed that while a fetus has cardiac activity at 6 weeks, a functional heart does not exist yet at this stage. Well, I mean, if it has cardiac activity that's pulsing, that's what we normally call a cardiac heart beat. Cardiac heart beat. You guys are working real hard to spin this one. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Glenn Kessler over at the Washington Post also trying to clean this one up for Stacey Abrams, and he steps into a real pile of scientific horse manure. Quote, for what it's worth, fetal heartbeat is a misnomer. The ultrasound picks up electrical activity generated by an embryo. The so-called heartbeat sound you hear is created by the ultrasound. Not until 10 weeks can the opening and closing of cardiac valves be detected by a Doppler machine. Well, actually, no, that is not what an ultrasound does. Ultrasounds don't even detect electrical activity, as the name ultrasound would actually suggest. Ultrasound is more like sonar. You're listening to sounds. You're not detecting electrical activity. Ultrasound machines are not capable of doing this. There is a scientist, a radiologist named Pradeep Shankar, and he pointed out ultrasound only detects density and motion. It cannot detect electrical activity at all. This is a scientific fact. It's from a radiologist. It is true that the valves in the heart develop later, but cardiac muscles that are located in the embryological heart are contracting. They are, in fact, moving inward and outward. That is how you define a beat. He says the cardiac tissue is contracting, which is literally what a beat is. To say otherwise is scientific misinformation and cannot be treated otherwise. So, again, this bizarre notion that you can just spin this away, there's no such thing as a heartbeat. Literally, the National Institutes of Health, quote, baby's heart continues to grow and now beats at a regular rhythm, weeks 6 to 7. How bad was this, all the cleanup? It was so bad that Planned Parenthood had to walk this one back. Okay, Planned Parenthood, on their own website, said just months ago, quote, a very basic beating heart and circulatory system developed during the 5th to 6th week of pregnancy. This is abortion mill Planned Parenthood. But Planned Parenthood later amended its website to more closely reflect the pro-abortion messaging against heartbeat laws. Because, again, people tend to think that if there's a beating heart there, then pretty obviously this is a human being that is not you. It's not just a polyp inside your uterus. Now the site says a part of the embryo starts to show cardiac activity, which is a very roundabout way of saying that there is a fetal heartbeat. NBC News, in May, reported that experts say the term fetal heartbeat is misleading and medically inaccurate, but the article from NBC News months ago goes on to quote a doctor who says the heart does begin to develop at around 6 weeks, but says at this point the heart as we know it does not yet exist. Again, if the argument is that full development of the heart, as in adults, is necessary in order to count it as a fetal heartbeat, then presumably the same thing would have to be said about brain development. And we know very clearly that early brain development in children is a lot more rudimentary than it will be as an adult. Are you allowed to kill kids 2 years out of the womb? Unless you're Peter Singer from Princeton University. He actually says yes. He says, because these are not fully developed human beings, you can. You can actually kill kids post-birth. If Democrats want to play this game, they're going to win some stupid prizes. But this is in the nature of what Democrats have to do. When reality runs in the face of their actual philosophical positions, reality must be ignored or called disinformation. So Kamala Harris yesterday, the vice president of the United States, she was out there again attacking crisis pregnancy centers. In other words, places that help women with their pregnancy, but encourage them not to kill the baby. Which, last I checked, is actually a good thing. Like, you're having a problem with your pregnancy, you don't have enough information, you need support, and these crisis pregnancy centers come and provide it for you. You go to them and they provide you the kind of support that you need health-wise, and tell you not to kill your baby. She would prefer that you go to the place where they tell you to kill your baby, and none of it's really a big deal. That's not a fetal heartbeat. That's just some weird cardiac activity stuff happening over there. Well, it's not a fetal heartbeat. So here is Kamala Harris calling crisis pregnancy centers disinformation. Again, this is the same party that will suggest to you that basically a fetus is a cluster of cells up until a woman randomly chooses that it's not a cluster of cells, at which point it becomes the most beloved object in her life.
I met with many of you in my office at the White House. And we discussed the innovative strategies that you have used to defend women's reproductive freedom. You are taking on rightly the crisis pregnancy centers, launching public education campaigns, because I don't think I have it here, but I'll show you all a map of the United States right now in terms of the patchwork of different laws in different states on this issue and the confusion it is creating, and the need then for some of the most trusted elected officials to clarify the state of the law, and in the midst of the vast amount of confusion, the need of you as the truth tellers to sort out fiction from fact and combat misinformation and disinformation, which we all know often creates a situation that is ripe for predatory practices.
For predatory practices, wow. By the way, notice how they can now conflate misinformation and disinformation. Remember that time in 2016 when they said Russian disinformation changed the election? And then they shifted the language. Now they call it misinformation. And now they just say the two simultaneously, misinformation and disinformation. Typically, disinformation means there's some sort of foreign source promoting propaganda that is false. Now she's basically saying that there's purposeful misinformation and disinformation. They are the same thing. Essentially, you're a traitor if you believe a pro-life point of view, seems to be the implication here. Or you're a liar, and it's just a good thing that you have people like Kamala Harris out there nodding at you with a weird hand motion and her slightly nasal voice telling you what the truth is about fetal development. Man, they are truly bad at this. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape? Get your business the refund money. Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Nancy Pelosi. She is just, man, she's a wonderful example of womanhood for America. And she says that she's under assault. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats are so in love with abortion that apparently if you oppose abortion, you also want women not to vote or something. At least that's what Nancy Pelosi says. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, Tifa Klacken, she was out there explaining that if you actually believe in the pro-life position, this means this is like repealing the 19th Amendment, you know, the one that says that women can vote. It's like that. If you say that women should not kill babies in their womb, that in fact, the height of human existence is bearing children, which it is. If you say that, then this means that you hate women and you want to repeal the right to vote, says this very, very good Catholic woman who's so Catholic. Here she goes.
And didn't he also be part of a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment for women to have the right to vote? What do I think of that? I think I hear something like that every day around here. When people say that women shouldn't be able to make their choices about contraception or their own reproductive health, that's a sign of disrespect for women.
Just like removing the right to vote. Now, I noticed that the 19th Amendment was actually passed in the year 1919. And I noticed that Roe versus Wade happened in 1973. So for during that entire intervening period, apparently the same thing, aborting babies and letting women vote, the same thing, according to Nan. I mean, she should remember this better since she was there in 1919. She was 40 then, and she was wearing dentures at that point. Those wooden teeth are still in there. In any case, there is a great irony to the fact that it really is a striking irony to how the left likes to treat the unborn. The way that the left treats the unborn is they are completely disposable up until the point a woman decides that they are very valuable, at which point this is the most valuable thing in a woman's life. That switch just flips, and suddenly, magically, we're also, again, this is all about the idea that you define reality within yourself. Reality is not an objective metric out there. It's not something for you to discover. It's not something for everyone to be able to agree on. Reality is just defined through the prism of you. So if you look at that baby and you say to yourself, that's not a baby, we're all supposed to go, you know what? She says it's not a baby. It must not be a baby. And then the minute you say, it's a baby and I love it, oh my God, that's amazing. Congratulations. You see this in every headline from the celebrity-driven media, right? When Kim Kardashian is pregnant with a baby and she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm in love. I'm already in love. Like, oh, that's amazing. And she's like, I would like to abort. Like, that is just a woman's right to choose. That is an incredible thing. The media have this split all the time, right? The same NBC News that is running segments explaining that there is no fetal heartbeat at 6 to 7 weeks are also running running segments on the Today Show admitting that the preborn can react to things like flavor. They react to the flavor of food, which we've known, by the way, since like 2013. This is not new news for anyone who actually watches the science of embryology at all. I mean, we've known about how sophisticated fetal development is for decades at this point. The left just likes to ignore it because, again, if we ignore the reality out here, then we can pretend that you get to define reality from in here, from in your heart, which is fully developed because you're an adult. Here we go, NBC News admitting that the preborn exists here.
Look at this. So researchers in Britain wanted to know if babies in the womb react when the mom ingests the flavor of food. And this is what they saw. Do you want to guess what was on the left? So the left is a baby in its resting state. Okay. And then on the right, you see how he smiles 20 yeah. minutes? The mom ate some carrots.
Oh.
On the left with the...
That was just a resting state.
That was a resting, but he liked the carrots.
She had like a carrot pill.
So were there other foods?
Yes, there were other foods. I'm glad you asked. You want to look at this baby's sure. reaction before? Mom had kale.
Wow.
So here's the thing.
What about if mom had ice cream?
I don't know.
Why would they go with carrots and vegetables?
So the SETI's co-author says the images could just show muscle movements when a baby's reacting to maybe a flavor that's bitter. So you shouldn't interpret it whether, you know, it's happy or distaste.
No, I think that's how I do it. Because once they get out of the womb, it's that same look. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. Wow, you've discovered the pro-life position, guys. Congratulations. Now, they'll be walking this back as soon as possible, right? Because the baby in the womb, they don't actually give the age of that baby in the womb. That looks like that baby in the womb is maybe 8 months, 7, 8 months. Okay, but they all believe, I guarantee you, that entire panel believes that if a woman decides that's not a baby and wants to abort it, boom, you can do it. Because woman's right to choose. You cannot hold those two thoughts simultaneously. You cannot. And so you have seen this from the media. What they like to do is fact-check things that don't exist. So, for example, the Washington Post did a fact-check on the quote-unquote right-wing talking point that Democrats are fine with abortion until point of birth, which they are in their platform. And the way they fact-checked this was by saying, Republicans imply that this happens all the time, a nine-month abortion. No, that's not what we said. We said that ideologically speaking, you guys seem to be fine, and you have said that you are fine with abortion up until point of birth, no restrictions whatsoever. And so they don't want to fact-check that because it's true. So instead, they fact-check an implication that nobody actually said. By the way, they would never do the opposite. Right. When the left says, well, you know, you Republicans, you say that in cases of rape, that a woman should bear the child. You say that. That happens to be true. Right. I mean, the pro-life position is that the evil of rape does not justify the evil of abortion. Two evils don't make the original evil go away. OK, but you never see the left fact check that statement by saying you seem to be implying that pregnancy from rape is a wildly common occurrence. And statistically speaking, as a matter of fact, it actually is not all that common. They never do that, right? It only works one way. And the media spins so hard on behalf of the left that they end up defending things that are actually not even remotely science. And then they ask us to believe that these are the scientific experts, that these are the people that we ought to listen to. And this holds true across the board. It was true when it came to COVID, when we were supposed to listen to the experts, despite the fact you could read the studies yourself, when the experts would say things like, a cloth mask is going to prevent Omicron, which there was absolutely no evidence for. You were supposed to believe that. You were supposed to believe it when the experts would go out there and say, yeah, your child may die from COVID, even though the stats were showing that children were more likely to die of pneumonia than COVID. You're supposed to believe it when they say that boys can be girls and girls can be... Hey, the experts say that if you chop off a pubescent boy's penis and you form a fake vagina, he will be happy the rest of his life if he believes he's a girl. You're supposed to believe that, despite lack of all evidence, because they're the experts. And so when they just tell you things, you wonder why you've blown out the credibility of science. This would be the reason. Alrighty, coming up, if the basis of so much left-wing ideology these days is rooted in the idea that reality is defined internally, not externally, perhaps the best example of this ever is transgender ideology. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Lottie with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
909. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left is apparently now rooted in the philosophy that all reality is merely a reflection of your internal feelings. Never has this been more true than in the transgender area. You may have noticed that there's been a lot of talk recently about the transing of the children in places like Vanderbilt University Medical Center. It's something that my friend Matt Walsh has talked extensively about. There's lots of evidence showing that they are giving puberty blockers to minors, that they are performing surgeries, gender reassignment surgeries on minors, and all the rest of this kind of stuff. And then, if you question this, then you will see people say, well, you know, WPATH, they are the ones who set the standard. WPATH knows. This is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Well, as you may have noticed, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health is a left-wing activist group. They promote the most extreme versions of non-science on a routine basis. WPATH is not a scientific group. It's an ideological group masquerading as a scientific group, which is why, for example, as Wesley Yang reveals, during their 28th annual symposium, which was held between September 17th and 20th in Montreal, they had a presentation by Thomas Johnson, a professor emeritus of anthropology at California State University, discussing a chapter in the new standards of care for WPATH. It designates those who identify as eunuchs, suffering from male-to-eunuch gender dysphoria, as subjects with a need for gender-affirming care, as part of a gender-diverse umbrella. Johnson did a full presentation for WPATH. He's an anthropologist, about why eunuch is a new sexual identity, and there are people out there who just need their balls removed. That's what really needs to happen here. Johnson also happens to be the author of an op-ed published in the Washington Post in 2014, encouraging ISIS to actually promote eunuchism. I'm not kidding. He wrote an article in the Washington Post titled, "Islamic State Lacks Key Ingredients to Make a Caliphate Work." Eunuchs. That's a weird take. He said in that particular piece, quote, "All previous caliphates relied on a special class of bureaucrats to provide stability and statesmanship. Those were eunuchs who were unable to impregnate the women sequestered in the palace. Eunuchs were without family and dependent upon the caliph for support. For 4 millennia and through many different Asian empires and caliphates, eunuchs proved themselves to be efficient governors. Their presence was, again, a sign of power and authority of the rulers." It says, "While it's been less than a century since the fall of the Ottoman Empire, it's clear that a key concept for continuity with the great caliphates of the past has been lost." So, amazing stuff there from Thomas Johnson. He did an entire presentation for WPATH about the standards of care for eunuchs. Not kidding. He talks about eunuch is the oldest recognized gender outside the binary. Castration was an important discovery for domestication. The first documented production of castrated slaves was about 2100 BCE. They soon found roles in government. I'm sure that many of these people were just like, they hit 15. They were like, man, these balls are useless to me. I'd love it if you could remove them so I could become a bureaucrat and keep watch over the caliph's harem. Voluntary eunuchs, according to Professor Johnson, were part of the Assyrian bureaucracy. Even members of the royal family were castrated. It was a route into bureaucracy or religious hierarchy. Even military and district administrators. It was frequent in early Christianity, including several patriarchs. How magical. And this is what WPATH is saying. WPATH had a full presentation. Again, this is the standard of care for transgender health, according to our media, our elite media. This professor did a presentation saying, quote, again, this is over at Wesley Yang Substack. You can read the whole thing, quote, "Who seeks voluntary castration? Biological men with extreme gender dysphoria. They desire to be not male, but do not wish to be female either. Others have an oppressive feeling their genitals are not a proper part of their body. They fit a body integrity dysphoria diagnosis, or it could be an extreme fetish or paraphilic disorder. There are a wide variety, but most common is religion-based." So obviously, this is the next step. We need to, if a child identifies as a eunuch, probably we need to start deballing the children. That is definitely the thing that we need to be doing. In the name of science, of course. You may have noticed that the science and the activism here seem to be crossing streams. That science is now dictated by an extreme atomistic individualism that denies the presence of outward reality. And if you notice, then they call you a bigot. This, by the way, is happening in schools. Did you notice how fast the movement for gay marriage went from we just want to be left alone in the privacy of our own homes to we need to teach your children that all forms of sex are equally moral and also that they can be members of the opposite sex? That morphed super fast, did it not? And there was a lot of talk about, well, the slippery slope argument, that's nonsense. Yeah, the best graphic on the internet these days is a graphic that shows the slippery slope, right? It looks like a slope that dives off, nosedives off a cliff. And it says, the slippery slope argument is false. And there's an arrow that points to the bottom of the slippery slope and it says, you are here. Yeah, that's where we are. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, you need a better night's sleep. We all need a better night's sleep. And this means we need a mattress made just for us. I have one. It's called Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. So how are you going to know which Helix mattress works best for you? Well, they have this quick quiz. This Helix Sleep quiz takes 2 minutes, and it'll give you precisely the mattress you need. Your personalized mattress is then shipped directly to your door free of charge, and Helix knows there's no better way to test out that mattress than by actually sleeping on it, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial. Try out your new Helix mattress and see how your body adjusts. If you decide it's not the best fit, you are welcome to return it for a full refund. Everybody is unique. Everybody sleeps differently, so why would you get a mattress made for somebody else? Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. Again, helixsleep.com/Ben. Get up to $350 off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows when you order today. So Chris Rufo has a report over at his Substack talking about a teachers union nationwide titled the LGBTQ+ Caucus. They have now created a website and badge for public school employees that promote not non-binary identities, a how-to guide for queer sex, and the idea that transgender men can get pregnant. According to local reports, the National Education Association and its local affiliate in Hilliard, Ohio, have been providing staff in the Hilliard City School District with the QR code-enabled badges, which point to the NEA LGBTQ+ Caucus website. It's all part of the National Education Association, which, along with the AFT, those are the two big teachers' unions in America. And they include resources from gender activist organizations, including Scarletine, Sex, Etc., Gender Spectrum, the Trevor Project, and Teen Health Source. One of those linked resources, Teen Health Source's Queering Sexual Education, which promises to empower youth, includes a how-to guide for really important things for the youth. Right? We have to teach the youth. After all, this is science, guys. And science is about sexual identity. Because that's really the most important part of you. And the realities of life and sexual development and morality, and these things do not exist. The only thing that matters is how you, and we are going to teach you that sexual fluidity and that sexual profligateness, these are the true pathways to happiness. This is what the science says. It's not ideological, guys. It's what the science says. So what exactly is the how-to guide? Well, it teaches students how to perform anal sex bondage, rimming domination, sadomasochism, muffing, and fisting. The materials are extremely graphic, explaining how to, for example, put a fist or whole hand into a person's vagina or bum. The NEA is the largest teachers union in the country, representing more than 3 million public school teachers in all 14,000 local school districts, and has been captured by radical gender theory, says Chris Rufo, and its perverse ideology. That, of course, is exactly right. All of this, again, is about taking over cultural institutions and seizing them on behalf of an ideology that tears down traditional institutions and roles. That is what this is. And, you know, the best evidence of this is what's currently happening in the military. So yesterday, John Kirby, who is the spokesperson for the Defense Department, John Kirby was asked on Dan Abrams Live about the quote-unquote woking of the military, the fact that there's now equity training being done in the military, the fact that we're now supposed to pretend that men can be women and women can be men in the military, and public is supposed to fund those surgeries and all this. And John Kirby's like, there's no wokeness in the military. None of this is woke. This is just normal.
It's a bogus claim. There's no wokeness in the military. The military is by, and it should be, a diverse organization. We're supposed to represent and defend all Americans. And our diversity, and I've seen this myself firsthand, aboard ships at sea, the diversity of the United States military makes us stronger, it makes us smarter, helps us make better decisions. There's no wokeness. They're driving a stake through a straw man.
So there's no wokeness in the military. Also, the thing that makes the military the strongest is not military readiness, efficiency, objective metrics. What makes it stronger is diversity. But there's no wokeness in the military, says John Kirby, before providing a pretty good definition of wokeness in the military. By the way, according to DailyWire.com, Biden's military is now telling people in the Air Force to stop using words like mom and dad. Because after all, we wouldn't want to offend anyone. There's no wokeness in the military, though, guys. No wokeness in the military. These traditional roles, the traditional notion that mom and dad are a good thing and that a child should have a mom and dad. When did it become controversial to suggest that a child deserves a mother and a father? If you deprived a child of a mother or a father, this would make you a child abuser. But in our society, we have decided that mother and father are no longer words that can be said because there are too many kids who have been brought into families who don't have a mother or father. And after all, we can't pretend that there's a superiority of having a mother and a father over having two dads, two moms, three moms and a chicken. None of that matters. It's all equally, it's the same. It's the same. Exactly the same. According to Daily Wire, in yet another indication of how wokeness has permeated the American military under the Biden administration, Air Force cadets have been instructed not to use gender-specific terms like mom or dad. They've been told to replace such terms with words like parent or caregiver. That instruction was featured at the Air Force Academy in Colorado as part of the diversity and inclusion training. Yes, there's no wokeness in the military except for the DEI training over in the military. The New York Post reports that cadets were told, our leaders have determined diversity and inclusion is a war-fighting imperative. Is it, though? Truly. Is it a war-fighting imperative pretending that moms and dads don't exist and that everybody's a parent or caregiver? Again, I make a joke every single Father's and Mother's Day that it's either primary caregiver of unspecified gender or secondary legal guardian of unspecified gender. Every single Mother's or Father's, people are like, why do you keep making that joke? I keep making the joke because you guys don't get to pretend that you care about Mother's Day or Father's Day when you don't actually believe that we can celebrate mothers or fathers qua mothers or fathers. It's amazing. Representative Mike Waltz, Green Beret, told Fox Digital, it's been a tradition in the military to get letters from mom or dad or your boyfriend or girlfriend for as long as there's been a military. Now we're instructing every cadet entering the Air Force not to say mom and dad, not to say boyfriend or girlfriend. Again, the idea that this somehow makes military readiness better is an absurdity. It's an absurdity. Because guess who tends to fight wars? The people who tend to fight wars are typically very patriotic, very male people. I mean, I'm sorry to break it to you, but this has been the truth about military warfare for literally all of human history. And the institution of traditional masculinity has been core to that idea. But we're a society that doesn't believe in traditional masculinity. Traditional masculinity is an opponent because traditional masculinity requires roles. It says that men are supposed to protect, men are supposed to defend, men are supposed to be strong, men are supposed to be fathers and husbands. These are apparently very bad things now. You're not supposed to say these things because these things are restrictive. And as we all know, true human happiness is to be found without any restrictions. Roles must be exploded. All cultural icons must be taken over. All traditional masculinity must be discarded in favor of a kind of unicized masculinity that denies the reality of duty, denies the reality of manhood itself. That is the goal, right? It's why there's so much emasculation in popular culture these days. It is why our popular culture basically says that men who pursue women are the baddies in movies now. But all sorts of sexual profligateness of every other sort is the ultimate good. It's a pretty amazing thing. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the economy seems to be in the doldrums as central banks everywhere ramp up those interest rates. Thanks, Joe Biden. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Jump so high.
At Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to hit the trails running with more epic adventure. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $77,000 Fall into 4x4 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings August 27th or September 24th, where one winner will win a brand new Can-Am Outlander or Maverick. For all the details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So banks everywhere are ramping up those interest rates and the economy seems to be sinking. According to the New York Times, a day after the Federal Reserve lifted interest rates sharply and signaled more to come, central banks across Asia and Europe followed suit on Thursday, waging their own campaigns to crush an outbreak of inflation that is bedeviling consumers and worrying policymakers around the globe. Central bankers typically move slowly. That's because their policy tools are blunt and work with a lag. Well, I'm glad that we finally realized that the central bank should not be the first stage of policy. It should be the last stage of policy. But that only came after, you know, legislatures throughout the Western world decided to abdicate their responsibilities to central banks. The interest rate increases taking place from Washington to Jakarta will need months to filter out across the global economy and take full effect. Jerome Powell once likened policymaking to walking through a furnished room with the lights off. You go slowly to avoid a painful outcome. But officials, learning from a history that has illustrated the perils of taking too long to stamp out price increases, have decided they no longer have the luxury of patience. So they are now radically and aggressively increasing those interest rates. The margin of error now is very thin, said Robin Brooks, chief economist at the Institute of International Finance. A lot of this comes down to judgment and how much emphasis to put on the 1970s scenario. In the 70s, Fed policymakers did lift interest rates in a bid to control inflation, but they backed off when the economy began to slow. And this led to serious stagflation, significant levels of unemployment, significant levels of inflation. The misery index was put together during this time to measure exactly that, the unemployment plus the inflation rate. You could see something similar if the Fed moves too slowly, which is why they're now moving more aggressively. Well, Democrats in the United States who have helped bring all of this about, they are just pretending that none of this is happening. So, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre, the wildly untalented press secretary for the president of the United States, she was on The View to the applause of her sycophants. And she refused to acknowledge, for example, that the Inflation Reduction Act has nothing to do with reducing inflation, which it clearly does not. I mean, it has nothing to do with reducing inflation.
while we are talking about lowering prices, we have Republicans out there who didn't vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
No.
They didn't vote on it.
They're bragging about it a lot right now.
They're bragging about it in their state.
They just want to make it look
district.
Bad. They don't want to let them, you know, have a success.
I mean, I think they are not bringing forth solutions.
But do you think the name of it is a little misleading? Because the only thing is the Congressional Budget Office says it would have a negligible effect on inflation. Although it did lower prices, and I agree those are all good things, does it really affect?
It does. I will point you to 126 economists who have said this is going to be a change maker. It's going to have effect on inflation. It's going to lower costs for Americans.
Man, just talk your way through it, man. Just keep babbling your way through it. And I love it, how the people on the viewers are treating her with kid gloves. You know, it's not going to lower inflation, but you know, there's some people who are just mean to you. They're just so mean. It's just so nasty. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre also said that Joe Biden understands how much inflation is crushing families. No, he does not. He clearly does not. He went on 60 Minutes like a week ago and basically suggested that it was no big deal that inflation was up in the food markets like 13% year over year. But here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to walk back the Joe Biden as sympathetic, empathetic leader. Here's the thing about Joe Biden. When he came into office, his entire shtick was he's friendly grandpa. Right? He's mildly senile, but friendly. He at least he likes you, right? I mean, yeah, he's sniffing your hair, but he does give you nice toys and he's kind of like a decent old gent. Even if he wanders into walls sometimes. That was kind of the pitch for Joe Biden. And then Afghanistan happened when it became absolutely clear he did not care how many Afghans were going to be shoved into black bags and into the basement if they were female, or simply murdered if they had once worked with the United States. And everybody went, oh, this guy's kind of a jackass. And they've never been able to quite get out of that. This is why Joe Biden's approval rating has plummeted, because the actual image of him among the American public changed radically during the Afghanistan debacle. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to pretend that Joe Biden is some sort of sympathetic, empathetic figure. He is not.
Going into the midterms, how can the president assure Americans he feels their pain and has a plan to help?
So the president understands that when it comes to the economy, he understands how much that's crushing families. He gets it that people are sitting around their kitchen table and trying to figure out how are they going to pay for their groceries. And so that's why he's made that his number one economic priority.
He's made it his number one economic priority. And the way he's going to fight this is by taking this giant sack of money and just pouring it all over the place. He's going to basically create one of those game show thingamajiggers where it's essentially like a hurricane machine, but he's going to pour cash in it. And you're going to go in there. You're going to dance around, try to grab as much of that cash as you can. And that's going to be how he fights inflation. It's going to be amazing. Meanwhile, Ronald Klain is trying to talk his way through it. He was meeting with the jokers over at the Atlantic, which has completely blown out its own credibility. And he says, you know, when we took over, people were lined up for food. They were at like food lines. Yes, because of COVID. Because of COVID. And the end of COVID had nothing to do with you. Literally nothing. You maintained the COVID stance until today. Here's Ron Klain.
We had to address the problems that we found.
Right.
And the biggest problems that we found were a country with a pandemic that was killing, thousands of people a day, hundreds of thousands of cases a day when we arrived. And so we had to ramp up the response to that. And then the economic consequences of that. It's easy to forget that when Joe Biden came to office, we turn on the TV at night, people were in line in football stadiums waiting for a box of food. The unemployment rate was nearly 10%. We had 20 million people out of work and businesses closed and schools closed. So we needed an economic response that addressed that.
Oh, did you? Did you? It seems like your economic response has made things a hell of a lot worse in terms of inflation. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen, who admits that she completely blew inflation, right? She's at the same conference with the Atlantic. These are the people that the Biden administration talks to. They would never answer a critical question in any serious way. So they decided that they would hang out with Ronald Brownstein over at the Atlantic and answer questions about inflation. So Janet Yellen, who may or may not be a cast member of Amazon's Lord of the Rings of Power as a Harfoot. Maybe not. Anyway, Janet Yellen, she says inflation is going to go down in 2023. You should trust her because she's been so good at this in the past. And if it doesn't, it's somebody else's fault probably.
Do you see a possibility that inflation will be essentially under control by the end of next year before we are full on into the presidential race? Or is this something we're still going to be dealing with in a serious way into 2024?
Well, I believe it's going to come down certainly next year, although let's be clear, there are risks. Russian invasion of Ukraine hasn't come to an end. We're seeing Putin weaponize oil and gas in fighting this war. So We remain vulnerable to supply shocks.
Oh, so it'll heal, but if it doesn't, it's somebody else's fault. How can we? Here's the real truth of it. The truth is that Democrats, in the end, they love these policies, and so they don't care if the reality is inflation and stagnation. I mean, they're saving the planet. Nancy Pelosi says it herself. The Speaker of the House said yesterday, guys, we're saving the planet. When you're saving the planet, it doesn't matter if there's a little inflation or high unemployment or misery. None of that matters. She's saving the planet. This geriatric dotard is saving the planet. I mean, when I think of people who saved the planet, I think like Superman, the prophets, Nancy Pelosi.
We extended subsidies for 3 more years for lower costs for the Affordable Care Act. And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion to save the planet and generating jobs and cleaner air and cleaner water and jobs and security for our country.
She saved the planet, guys. She saved the planet. And I guess you can tell yourself you saved the planet when you define saving the planet internally. And again, reality matters absolutely nothing to you. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Arizona can enforce a pro-life law now that's been blocked for nearly 50 years, meaning clinics statewide will have to stop providing abortions. The only exemption is if the woman's life is in jeopardy. Iranian state television says 22 people have died during protests related to the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. International correspondent Charles Della Desma has more.
The Islamic Nation state-run media has reported demonstrations of hundreds of people in at least 13 cities, including the capital, Tehran. Now videos are emerging showing crowds protesting and security forces in riot gear firing and chasing protesters. The protests have begun as an emotional outpouring over the death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman held by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strictly enforced dress code. In a further development, people in Tehran and some other cities are planning to hold a counter-protest rally after the Friday prayers. I'm Charles Dulledesma.
According to a new published report, China paid leading scientists in America's Los Alamos National Laboratory large amounts of money to conduct research for the Chinese communist government, research that included military applications that could threaten U.S. national security. Security firm Strider Technology says China recruited the scientists with offers of up to $1 million. At least 154 scientists took them up on it. Members of Minneapolis, Minnesota's large Muslim Somali community are charged in a scam that allegedly stole $250 million in COVID-19 federal funds meant for a child nutrition program. According to federal prosecutors, 47 people were charged across 6 indictments. Charges included conspiracy, wire fraud, bribery, and money laundering. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
One Republican senator says the public is not getting an accurate picture of his Democrat rival in the upcoming midterm election. Bob Agnew reports.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says there's only one reason why the public doesn't know just how far to the left Democrat Mandela Barnes really is.
The media is covering up for him.
From defunding the police to abolishing ICE and critical race theory in schools, Johnson says Barnes has been showing a different face about his views to the public during the campaign.
These radical leftists, again, they almost run sounding like the conservatives. They embrace our ideas to get elected, and then, of course, they do the exact opposite.
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Oscar winner Louise Fletcher has passed away. The famous actress, best known for her role as Nurse Ratched in the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which also starred Jack Nicholson. She was 88 years old. Her family says she passed away peacefully at her home in France. News and analysis at townhall.com. From Europe, a cautionary tale about the importance of energy independence and what can happen to the little guy when it's lost.
A family-run bakery in the German city of Cologne is turning off its ovens for good after 90 years because it can no longer afford rising energy prices. The business, just one victim of a European energy crisis driven by the continent's heavy reliance on Russian natural gas. Cut off by Vladimir Putin following his invasion of Ukraine, Europe's opposition to the war, and its support for sanctions against Russia. Rich Thomason reporting.
Italians will vote Sunday in what's being billed as a crucial election as Europe reels from repercussions of Russia's war in Ukraine. Soaring energy costs and quickly climbing prices for staples like bread, the consequences of Russia's invasion of breadbasket Ukraine, have pummeled many Italian families and businesses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Our nation was founded on the principles of freedom and liberty, principles enshrined in our Constitution. And guided by these principles, then, we all believe that a woman should have the ability to make the decisions about her body and her life.
It's not only in the Constitution, it's in the Bible. The Democrats are from another galaxy. They're from another planet. These are not normal people at all. Something terribly wrong, terribly, terribly wrong with the Democrat Party. Well, happy Friday and welcome. That was, of course, Kamala Harris. Can we just, like, give her to the British royal family? To maybe King Chuck needs another Kamala. He's got a, what is she? She's Camilla, right? Camilla, and he should have two. He's the king, don't you think? We should offer her up. Truly amazing stuff. You see that they love that. The governor of California, who thinks he's running for president of the United States because he's already wrecked California, is using taxpayer dollars to put up billboards in other states, encouraging people to go to California for their abortions. And it's like the Underground Railroad of death. It's kind of sort of like that. And he quotes the Bible. This is how demented these people are. He actually quotes the Bible in these billboards, and then no sense of irony. They have billboards in Indiana, billboards in Texas that are pro-abortion, come to California for abortion, you know, because you only have like 6 weeks or 15 weeks or whatever. It's crazy. These people are completely insane, but never mind that. And quoting the Bible in the thing, they're astonishing. They have, the Texas billboard says, it's got the picture of a woman from the waist down from behind in handcuffs, because they're very kinky. They're very kinky, these Democrats. And it says, Texas doesn't own your body. You do. I'm sorry, aren't you guys the vaccine mandate people? Do you have no sense of irony whatsoever? Now get your booster, or we will hit you with the rifle butts. Learn more about at abortionca.gov. It's abortion.ca.gov. And they got the thing. Office of Gavin Newsom. Amazing. Indiana does not own your body. You do. And they put these things, pretty amazing, billboards across the country because they love death more than you love life. They've stolen Al-Qaeda's slogan from them. Amazing. Need an abortion? California is ready to help. Learn more. They have billboards all over the place. Because, you know, how much time do you need, honestly? At the U.S. Air Force Academy, we mentioned it yesterday, and it was our tease for this morning also. United States Air Force Academy, they're so inclusive that the United States Air Force, this is the Democrat Party, they want all genders. How many genders are there? Well, in Democrat land, there are 50 or 60 of them. And the Air Force Academy is going to be all transgender because they're insane. It's the name of inclusion and diversity, you see. And also at the Air Force Academy, you have to stop using words. They're banning words. What words are they banning? They're banning mom. Can't call your mother mom. I assume mother is banned as well because she's a birthing person, not a mother. And dad. Can't have dad because they murder the nuclear family whenever they get the chance. You know, look what the Democrats have done for the black community in the United States, America, and the nuclear family. You know, Black Lives Matter in their founding document came out and it's full-blown Marxism against the nuclear family. They're dead set against the nuclear family because it's worked so well in black America that they want to expand it and go nationwide. You know, and also they're anti-Israel, just like Rashida Tlaib, because Black Lives Matter is in their founding charter and their founding documents. They have foreign policy, Black Lives Matter does. When it comes to one country, the Jewish nation, and they're against its existence because they're, you know, the founding mothers of Black Lives Matter are out of the closet Marxists. So they're genocidal anti-Semites. And genocidal racists in the United States of America. They love this. So they get 400 out of every black, 400 of every 1,000 African-American pregnancies terminated. That's the euphemism, terminated. It's like Apocalypse Now, you know, terminate with extreme prejudice. And at the Air Force Academy, no more mom, no more dad. You should use caregivers or guardians instead of mom or dad. And also, you shouldn't say, boys or girls, men or women. You shouldn't do that. And you shouldn't say boyfriend or girlfriend. You shouldn't say that. You should say partner, which is to genericize the sexual orientation of relationships. This is the Air Force Academy under Joe Biden because they've imported extremist Marxist radicals in our military academies. We also have audio for you today that the U.S. Navy put out there. It's a video, but, you know, we're on radio, so we'll provide the audio portion. And the United States Navy has the same thing where we have to be like guy wearing a rainbow shirt and a woman looking confused. And it's a Naval Academy video or a U.S. Navy video where they're telling people that there is no gender and you can't use words. They're banning words and all of this stuff because they're completely insane. The Air Force Academy, it's truly extraordinary. What can I do now? Inclusive language. So I want to get into that because it's even crazier than I'm describing here. This is just scratching the surface. If you're a cisgender woman, a transgender woman, non-binary, agender, bigender, two-spirit, demigender, this is the Air Force Academy. Gender fluid, gender queer, or any other form of gender minority, this program is for you with the United States Air Force Academy seal. And this is your Democrat Party. Steve Scalise, who was shot and nearly killed by a Bernie Sanders volunteer who was a suicide attacker and tried to murder a whole baseball field of Republican members of Congress, both the House and the Senate. Ron DeSantis was there that day. He was a member of the House of Representatives at the time. Senator Rand Paul was there that day. One of several violent attacks that Rand Paul has experienced by Democrats, including in his front yard, where he had, what, six ribs broken and a punctured lung. And the news media said, oh, it was over a bundle of sticks. You know the definition of bundle of sticks? You know, there's a word for bundle of sticks. But never mind that. So Steve Scalise sent a letter suggesting that President Biden and other Democrat leaders should actually condemn the political murder in North Dakota of the 18-year-old with the bleached blonde hair and the earring, who the Democrat murderer ran him over with his pickup truck. And he said, well, I had to murder him. He was a Republican extremist, which is Joe Biden's language. That's the word that Joe Biden and the Democrats, other Democrats, keep using. Extremists, those Republican and MAGA extremists and all that stuff, right? And the news media, they don't see any connection between the murderer's rhetoric and the murder and the Democrats' rhetoric. It's one plus one, but that's too much. So Steve Scalise has sent a letter saying that, we need to, another example of leftist violence, and it is yet another, and he knows whereof he speaks. President Biden and other Democrat leaders, he has called on them to condemn this heinous act, but they haven't mentioned it. Why haven't they mentioned it? Well, if you look at the news media coverage of this political murder in North Dakota of an 18-year-old young man, ABC has covered the story for 0 minutes. CBS has covered the story for 0 minutes. NBC has covered the story for 0 minutes. MSNBC has covered the story for 0 minutes, and CNN has covered the story for 0 minutes because it does not conform with the party's ideology. It's pretty amazing stuff. And you know that the American taxpayers, very generously are giving $178 million to farmers around the world in foreign countries like Nigeria and Malawi and Peru and Thailand and El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. But that American farmers are going bankrupt all over the place and Biden and the Democrats are not lifting a finger for American farmers. I have for you the president of the Black Farmers Association in America, who has a thing or two to say about all of that. Amazing. The Democrats passed what they call a police reform bill under cover of darkness last night. They did not accept any input from Republicans, and the bill spends our taxpayer dollars to fund community groups, which are not police at all. And they have, it addresses police accountability. That means to target the police. They're spending our taxpayer dollars to target the police. That's what they call their police reform bill. That's what they call it. It's an anti-police reform bill. This is an amazing time to be alive. It certainly is. Also, Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee yesterday, where she encouraged more violence against pro-life centers. At least she would have if she were a Republican and she said what she said. And she encouraged more attacks. And it's kind of interesting because at the same time, some media just broke the story yesterday that the FBI, there have been zero arrests by the FBI in the myriad attacks on pro-life centers across the country. Pretty amazing stuff. And the FBI, they're too busy going after people that were on the ellipse on, what do they say at MSNBC? September 6th, not January 6th. They lose track of everything because their brains are very severely damaged. Man, oh man, oh man. And I'm telling you, Fox News has the headline, zero arrests in at least 17 Jane's Revenge attacks on pro-life organizations across the country. But the Heritage Foundation has a, see, that's just Jane's Revenge, one group, and the FBI knows the name of the group, and they presumably know who's behind the group and all that, but zero arrests. The Daily Signal from the Heritage Foundation cites 27 attacks on pro-life centers by violent Democrats because, you know, they love death more than you love life. And Joe Biden's a good Catholic, right? 27 attacks and zero arrests by the FBI, which is commonly referred to as the DBI, the Democrat Bureau of Investigation. Pretty amazing stuff all over the place today, and we're going to share with you as much as we can. 3 hours is not enough for the level of crazy that these people bring. Man, oh man, oh man. The Daily Signal, still no arrests by FBI in attacks on 27 pregnancy centers. Many of them firebombed, by the way. And our Democrat Bureau of Investigation, pretty amazing stuff. Just an amazing time to be an American, if we can still describe ourselves that way. All right, we're at 888-630-9625. Got a whole lot more to get to as well, because they are just crazy. South Korean representative at the United Nations said mean things about President Biden while he was at the UN with the green wall behind him. President Trump, part two of his interview with Sean Hannity, aired last night, talking about some fun stuff like the Taliban. And, you know, the Taliban is, to the extent the Taliban can be fun, the Democrats are in the Taliban's corner and not ours. And then some news about this Letitia James person who says that Mar-a-Lago couldn't possibly be worth what President Trump said it's worth, and all the news media parrots that as though it's true. I brought some facts to the table having to do with real estate values in Florida and so on. And then Stacey Abrams says that obstetricians, gynecologists, and technicians have been lying to mothers all over the world about fetal heartbeats for years now, that there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat. And the fake fact checker at the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, jumped in to parrot what Stacey Abrams is lying about, because honestly, the Democrat Party has completely lost whatever mind they may have once had. Man, oh man, oh man. So, you know, consequences from Joe Biden's violent rhetoric targeting Republicans as extremists, 18-year-old young man murdered by a psycho Democrat. The news media is also still not covering the elected Democrat in Nevada that murdered the news reporter and gutted him like he was Nicole Brown Simpson. And the news media has nothing to say about that, because, you know, the narrative. But honestly, you guys need to, you need a priest, or I know you don't believe in, you know, dog is your co-pilot and all that stuff. Pretty amazing, amazing stuff. And that's not all. You see, in New York, the deputy to the mayor there, traveling all over the world on the taxpayer dime, and he got caught. And it's nobody cares. We live in very, very corrupt times. The Biden administration also sent back to Cuba 46 Cubans. Forget about the 2.15 million across our... Cubans might vote Republican, so they're being packed up and shipped back.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7996. That's 800-613-7996. 800-613-7996. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The Washington Times, your newspaper of record in our nation's capital, along with the Washington Examiner, the Washington Free Beacon, certainly not Pooey, the Washington Post. Their lead story in the Washington Times today: Postal Service spies use access to track anti-Biden protesters. The post office, Cliff Clavin, monitors able to reach every home and business in America, by Ryan Lovelace. The U.S. Postal Service monitored protesters across the country, snooping on Americans focused on issues involving guns and President Biden's election, according to records obtained by the Washington Times. Postal inspectors like Bookman, the library cop. Postal inspectors tracked the actions of gun rights activists gathered in Richmond, Virginia, the post office. People preparing to demonstrate against police in Louisville, Kentucky, after the investigation into police shooting of Breonna Taylor. Remember, her boyfriend shot at the police when they came through the door with a warrant because of the drugs and everything. And far-right groups headed to the District of Columbia after Mr. Biden's election. Cato Institute senior fellow Patrick Eddington obtained the heavily redacted records detailing the postal inspector's spying from September of 2020, before the election, through April of 2021, including through covert social media surveillance called Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP, they call it. The records provide a rare glimpse into the breadth and depth of the Postal Service's surveillance apparatus, which Mr. Eddington said was capable of reaching into every home and business in the country. Isn't that amazing? The Postal Service cannot reliably deliver mail to my home, yet they can find the money and people to effectively digitally spy at scale, including Americans engaged in First Amendment activities. Welcome to America in 2020.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now, with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect vision. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When is a heartbeat not a heartbeat? When the Democrats say so, that's when. Sit down and shut up, because the Postal Service is spying on you. That's right, Postal Service spied using access that the Postal Service has to track anti-Biden protesters 2020 and 2021. Because, you know, it's just another asset available to the federal government. And boy, our government is completely out of control. We got Cliff Clavin. Us federal boys got to stick together. You may remember when the Director of National Intelligence lied repeatedly under oath to the Senate committee, left-wing Senator Ron Wyden asking Democrat Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, you guys spying on all Americans, collecting all of our data on our text messages, our cell phone calls, our emails, you guys collecting all that stuff? And he lied under oath. And Ron Wyden knew that he was lying, so he kind of incredulous asked again, and then Clapper lied under oath again, and this is all fine. There's no problem with that.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
Lie under oath.
It does not.
Does.
Not wittingly.
Not wittingly. You do it wittingly, too. Those are two lies under oath by James Clapper, who should be in ankle shackles at Guantanamo Bay. Just amazing. You may remember penitentiary face John Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party presidential candidate, Gus Hall. And then Barack Obama made him the director of the CIA. He joined in with J. Edgar Comey at the DBI, the Democrat Bureau of Investigation, to lie to the FISA courts to get warrants to spy on the Trump Organization, on Naval Academy grad Carter Page. And who is Azra Turk? They sent this prostitute to London to try to have sex with George Papadopoulos, offering up her flesh because the Democrats had it in for Trump, right? So the Democrat Bureau of Investigation and the corrupt intelligence agency and lying to the FISA courts for warrants. And now we learn the Postal Service, boy, spying on Americans. And are they spying on Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who were burning our cities and looting and injuring thousands of police and perpetrating billions in property damage? The answer is no. The answer is no. Now the Democrats are destroying faith and confidence in the U.S. Postal Service. Are there any institutions that remain untouched by the corrupt hand, the Cosa Nostra of the Democrat Party, the black hand? Honestly, just extraordinary. Man, amazing. Also, the Democrats, who are completely and utterly insane, they have Stacey Abrams. She still thinks she's the governor of Georgia. She's, you know, if you're a Democrat, you can not only contest the election, you just claim it's stolen, like Hillary Clinton did repeatedly, like the chair of the DNC and former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, still claims that the 2000 election was stolen, the 2004 election was stolen. Hillary Clinton claims the 2016 election was stolen. Stacey Abrams claims that her governor's race in Georgia was stolen. And that's all fine. That's all fine. Pay no attention to that, because, you know, the news media says, well, those really were stolen, because they're just a wing of the Democrat Party. Here's Stacey Abrams. They love abortion so much. They've, you know, they redefine words. They throw out the meaning of words, and they ascribe new meanings to the words when it's convenient for the party's narrative, for their talking points. Stacey Abrams has come up with a humdinger, and that is that there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks, because there are some pro-life people. They're conservatives, because no Democrats are pro-life. I think there is one Democrat in Congress who says he's pro-life, but he wouldn't vote for any pro-life things. He just says it. Joe Biden says he's a Catholic, but he collects organs, you know, which is kind of weird. Here's Stacey Abrams. She still has not conceded that she lost the election.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
It's a manufactured sound that is a vast conspiracy to give men the power to deny abortions, which the Democrats love more than they love cheeseburgers and grilled cheese sandwiches. Gosh, they love abortion. They're crazy for abortion. I'm just wild about abortion. Abortion's wild about me. Their obsession. Does it ever become unseemly? You know, you're a Democrat at any point right up to the moment of birth. Stacey Abrams enrages Republicans, the headline is, but not Democrats. In the Huffington Post, the radical left-wing extremist anti-democratic Huffington Post, Stacey Abrams enrages Republicans, and not a single Democrat, by citing science on fetal heartbeats. See, it's science. This is the new science. And also there are 58 genders. It's Democrat science. Meghan McCain called the Georgia gubernatorial candidate sick for saying there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks of pregnancy. They just want the organs, you know. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams caused a stir, a little bit of a stir, among conservatives, but not liberals who love the organ harvest, this week for repeating what medical experts, they're medical experts, they're anonymous, have said about the so-called fetal heartbeats at 6 weeks of pregnancy. She said there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. She's running for governor, which she already thinks she is. It's a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her. Now, this is don't forget to get your mandated vaccines, right? It's a conspiracy. Now, this is a wild-eyed, crazy conspiracy. Except, you know, the whole Democrat Party has jumped in. Planned Parenthood, which, they love death. They put out a statement saying, well, sure, of course there is no fetal heartbeat. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. And the Washington Post fact checker jumped in too. He's a Democrat and a Democrat Party apparatchik. Nothing more. His name is Glenn Kessler. I'll be giving out his home address and where his kids go to school a little later on in the show. I won't really. But that's what Democrats do all the time. It's called doxing. They love that. That's why assassins show up outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home with guns and magazines packed with ammo and duct tape and pry bars and, you know, honestly. But never mind that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Danielle calling from Oklahoma. Danielle, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Is your phone trying to escape from you?
Hang on one second. Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better.
Okay. I was hooked into my van. I haven't talked to you forever, but I'm doing great.
That's nice. Well,
my twins are almost four.
Your twins are almost four.
Yeah. And as you know, as a birth giver, I've had nine, but I also had a miscarriage. And I will tell you, Chris, when you go into the hospital and you realize you're losing your baby and they're looking for a heartbeat and don't hear one, that's devastating. And what they're looking for is a heartbeat, not just some manufactured sound sitting in a machine somewhere. They're looking for an actual heartbeat. And what she's saying, especially for people who don't listen to conservative radio or television, these young black girls, young Hispanic girls, young white girls who believe everything they hear from someone who's a Democrat, they're going to think, oh, well, I'm not really killing my baby because it doesn't have a heartbeat yet. And the whole situation is just, it's heartbreaking because when someone sees the truth, I had a friend who had an abortion. A couple years later, she had a miscarriage around the same time that she had an abortion, around the same gestational period. And when she saw just how advanced the features were on her baby that she miscarried, she called me devastated. She said, I honestly didn't know. And I said, well, I tried to tell you, and, you know, now people are left to pick up the broken pieces of that. And I tell my children, I said, I'll never mislead you guys. I'm going to tell you the truth, even if you don't like what I have to say, even if it doesn't seem popular at the time. But what an abortion does is ends a life, period. There's nothing neat about it. There's nothing safe about it for that baby. There's nothing safe about it for the mom. And we are now at a point where not only are the unborn dehumanized, the elderly are dehumanized. I recently moved my mother to Oklahoma from Maryland. And I'm teaching my children, look, my mom is sick. We're going to take care of her because that's what you do for family. You don't let them flounder. You don't treat them like any less of a human being. And sorry, I'm trying not to get emotional.
Yeah, they need our protection and our nurturing, and the weakest among us, it defines what your society is all about. The Huffington Post people, they quote a non-specific person from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists who says it's, quote, clinically inaccurate, end quote, to use the word, quote, heartbeat, end quote, to describe that sound. Now, that's not saying that it's not a heartbeat. They're disputing with a deli slicer the terminology. You know, listen, Danielle, Lindsey Graham has suggested a bill that would limit abortions to 15 weeks, which would bring us into the fold of 47 out of 50 European nations who generally have 14 weeks, some 12 weeks, some 10 weeks, like Portugal, limit. But 15 weeks, at 15 weeks, I looked it up, and you know this, certainly. At 15 weeks, your baby has eyebrows, has eyelashes, has fingerprints, has taste buds, and looks like Jean-Luc Picard, you know, from Star Trek, The Next Generation. Is that what it is? Next Generation? Looks like Jean-Luc Picard. Has eyebrows, has eyelashes, has fingerprints, has taste buds at 15 weeks. And the Democrats scream, that is not enough. Hail Satan.
And can feel pain, Chris.
And can feel, yeah.
And
I love,
feel
yeah,
pain.
And can feel pain. And obviously,
and
heartbeats.
If anyone ever doubts that, it's kind of a green video, but watch The Silent Scream by Dr. Bernard Nathanson.
Yeah.
He was one of the prominent abortionists back in the day.
Yeah.
And he even aborted one of his own children.
Yeah.
And he, when he did that abortion and saw the baby's mouth open and try and pull away from the tool.
Right.
He walked away.
Yeah, he changed his mind.
And he changed his mind. And a lot, there's so many out there who are trying to tell the truth. It's like somebody who comes from a communist country. And they say, hey, you guys are starting to do the same things I just fled from. Please don't do this. And, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and then...
As a mom of 9 children,
yeah.
As a mom who's had a miscarriage, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to mislead someone. This is why people don't think crisis pregnancy centers are actually out there trying to help moms.
Well,
I work at crisis pregnancy centers.
And with 27 pregnancy centers having been attacked just lately by the Democrats, 27, not a single arrest by the so-called FBI, the DBI, not a single arrest. And Kamala Harris out there yesterday encouraging in Milwaukee more attacks on pregnancy crisis centers and, you know, pro-life centers. You know, the back to these people at the Huffington Post, they found someone named Dr. Nisha Verma, an OBGYN in Atlanta, who explained to NBC, not claimed to NBC, that the sound we hear during ultrasound at 6 weeks of a pregnancy is manufactured by the ultrasound machine. See, it's the machine. That's what she said. She said it's an electrical pulse that's transmitted into the sound we're hearing from the ultrasound machine. That's what she said. Now, first of all, I'd like to point out that a heartbeat is an electrical pulse, you know,
exactly.
But that's what a heartbeat is. But never mind that. So set that aside. Pretty amazing stuff. So now they're redefining this out of existence because they need the organs. Glenn Kessler at the so-called Washington Post put FWIW for what it's worth. Quote, fetal heartbeat, end quote, is a misnomer. This is their fact checker. The ultrasound picks up the electrical activity generated by an embryo. Yeah, that's called a heartbeat. The so-called, quote, heartbeat, end quote, sound you hear is created by the ultrasound. This is their new talking point. Not until 10 weeks can the opening and closing of cardiac valves be detected by a Doppler machine. This is the Washington Post fact-checking it, right? Because that's their... my God, they're anti-life. They're just incredibly and appallingly anti-life and pro-death.
You know what picture I imagine in my head, Chris?
What's that?
You know what picture I imagine in my head?
Huh?
Someone... in a Klansman outfit with a baton in his hand, handing it off to Stacey Abrams and her saying, I'll take it from here.
Yeah, well, listen, what they're also claiming here, Danielle, and I'm really glad you called in, mother of 9, you know, God bless you, twins that are 3 years old now, almost 4. And I know Danielle, I've met Danielle. Long-time listener, not a first-time caller. And here's what they're saying. They're saying that your obstetrician has been lying to you all these years, that every obstetrician, gynecologist, everybody with the ultrasounds, they've been lying. They've been engaged in a vicious conspiracy to give men control over women's bodies. That's what this mental case in Georgia is saying. And then the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler jumps in. Planned Parenthood, I would expect them to jump in. You know, their director... Dr. Mengele is very enthusiastic about this. And this is your Democrat Party today. No, that's not a heartbeat. Retrieve the organs. But it looks like Jean-Luc Picard. It can taste. There are these stories. Taste of kale makes unborn babies grimace, researchers find. That's The Guardian out of the UK. The Democrats are just... you know, the party of death. They make Al-Qaeda look like the Red Cross.
Your baby probably has a beating heart, you know. It can feel pain. And it has fingernails.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right. Now, Kamala Harris yesterday was encouraging, I think encouraging more attacks, right, on pregnancy centers. And the Daily Signal at the Heritage Foundation today has the headline, "Still no arrests by FBI in attacks on 27 pregnancy centers." You know, honestly, Democrats, do you ever feel like ghouls from hell? Because you probably should. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get to the Kamala Harris more. I mean, how much violence can the Democrats encourage, cause, and be excused for? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? But let's go to Donna calling from Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Hey, Donna, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, hello. Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. I just called to tell you I used to be an ultrasound tech. I was registered in OBGYN, and I would do early pregnancies, and maybe I couldn't hear the heartbeat. I don't remember even listening at 6 weeks, but I could see it at 8 weeks.
You can see the...
Heartbeat, and you can see the little flutter.
Uh-huh. And that means the valves flipping.
Yeah, yeah.
And prior to that, you still see the electronic impulses.
Prior to that, like I said, it was 30 years ago, and technology wasn't quite what it is now. But we could just see like a sack with a little dot in it kind of thing. And then as it got bigger, by 8 weeks, I could see a heartbeat. I don't remember when we started to listen for them, but yeah. I know I could see it.
Yeah, and I do believe that the technology has advanced as pretty much everything has, or degraded in some cases, over the last several decades. I thank you for calling in, Donna. That is wonderful, and God bless you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.